It's time for Northwest Missouri State Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network. Let's go courtside for today's game.
And good evening from Kearney, Nebraska. Northwest Missouri State set for an MIAA doubleheader against the University of Nebraska. Kearney tonight back in action a little bit later than they expected with the postponement of the Northeastern State game on Monday. Matt Gorder here along with John Coffey. And John, in terms of that postponement, actually may not be a bad thing for Northwest. While they've rescheduled it for next Monday and they'll still have a quick stretch of games, the one big disadvantage they would have seen on Monday is they played Saturday, Northwest that is, would have had to turn around and play Monday where Northeastern State hadn't played on Saturday, so they would have been a little bit better rested. So maybe something that gives you a little bit of an advantage.
And they would have faced a team here tonight as well in Nebraska Kearney, a little bit a bit better rested as well, so this is their only game this week. So I think it worked out well from that standpoint. Now they'll have to go on the road Saturday, although not a long road trip to Topeka before coming home to face Northeastern State. So again, it's I think from a travel standpoint and everything, it's probably worked out to the best for Northwest, although, again, they'll face a couple pretty good teams in Northeastern State on Monday night.
And when you look at this Nebraska-Kearney women's team, the Bearcat women coming off their first conference win, that's big. You want to see them start to string some together now. This is a beatable team, and maybe getting a couple of extra days to be able to prepare for this game will be an advantage as well.
And I think Northwest matches up very well against this Kearney team. The one thing, though, the Nebraska-Kearney, a much better team at home than what they've been on the road. They're winless on the road. They've won all four of their games here at Kearney. But, again, I think this is a game where Northwest matches up very well, and hopefully with a couple extra days to game plan against them, that can turn out to be another win for Northwest. Maybe put together a little bit of a streak here.
And it'll be real interesting to see how the Bearcat women react getting that win after they had played well in three previous losses in the MIAA. But just getting a win sometimes can give you a little bit more pick-me-up. You can tell a team feels a little bit better, a little bit more confidence on the floor.
Yeah, and just get that win out of the way. You can relax a little bit more and start to concentrate on some of the things that you've been doing well up to this particular point, even though you're coming up with some losses against very tough teams like Emporia. Again, that tough double overtime loss at Hayes, in which they played very well, and played well against a Pittsburgh State team that and could have won all of those ball games. So hopefully they'll just continue to build each game and continue to improve, and we'll see that improvement continue out there here today.
Northwest Missouri State and the University of Nebraska Kearney, our doubleheader from Kearney this evening. We're back with more on the pregame show after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mount City, and St. Joseph. And from Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street, Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800. Support also comes from Maryville Hy-Vee. Located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information available in-store or at 660-582-2191. Also from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. You can find more information at 660-582-2699.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com. And from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanbury. Support also comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni. Also from Tri-State Ford in Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or at 660-582-3677.
I like basketball.
Basketball.
Definitely basketball.
The Bearcat Pregame Show. Pregame Show. Sponsored by Hy-Vee.
back in Kearney, Nebraska, getting ready for tonight's doubleheader. Northwest Missouri State and the University of Nebraska, Kearney, in an MIAA doubleheader. Northwest women coming in with a 4-7 record overall, 1-3 in the MIAA. Nebraska Kearney at 5-7 and 2-4. John, the win over Central Oklahoma for Northwest at home last Saturday. A good one in the sense that we saw a lot of players contribute. We saw five different players in double-digit scoring. They had a good offensive output. And I think as the team and the coach both make adjustments to each other, you're starting to see the two come together and really see some advancements because of that.
Yeah, and it's been a tough transition just from the standpoint. This is the third coach in 3 years, so they've really had to learn three different systems for some of the girls that have been in the program for that particular period of time. And I think you're seeing them become more comfortable. And also you're seeing, I think, the coaching staff for Northwest kind of work with the talent that they have this year and kind of mixing what they want to do with the players and what is the strength of the players right now. And it's coming together. And I really think the big key right now for Northwest is just to continue to try to cut down on turnovers. That's one of the areas that really hurt them early in the season. If they can continue to lower the turnover margin down a little bit and again to get some a little bit more better play off of the bench, that again some good things are going to be ahead for this team.
Northwest Missouri State and Nebraska Kearney. When we come back, we'll hear from the head coach of the Northwest women's basketball team, Michael Smith. That's after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's Northwest Alumni Salute is brought to you by the Northwest Alumni Association. Information on membership benefits at 660-562-1248.
1968 graduate of Northwest Missouri State University, Mike Albatrop, arrived on the Maryville campus in 1964 and says there was one time of year that always stood out for him.
I always liked fall on campus. I remember that, and I enjoy coming back now because of the colors and the campus itself. It always brings back some good memories of fraternity events and homecoming and the activities around campus. There were just a lot of things where you had to be creative in your own entertainment, and we were, and we had a good time and learned a lot in the course of that too.
Albatrop says a couple of departments on campus played a role in his future success.
One was the business division. Now is Dr. Browning, but Mr. Browning, when I was there, excellent in accounting, teaching as a teacher, and Ken Zinger in tax accounting. And the other was written communications in English, and it was, you know, freshman and sophomore courses.
Following graduation, Albatrop spent 40 years as CEO of three Iowa-based farmer cooperatives. He, along with his wife Linda, recently committed $250,000 to assist with planned improvements at the Northwest R.T. Wright Farm, including a proposed agricultural research center.
It gives the university a perfect opportunity to be an established research and technical institution in helping further along agriculture interest in view of how these weather patterns have changed and production has picked up in terms of crop production, of course.
1968 graduate Mike Albatrop.
Today's Northwest Alumni Salute is brought to you by the Northwest Alumni Association. Information on membership benefits at 660-562-1248.
I like basketball.
Basketball.
Definitely basketball.
The Bearcat Pregame Show. Pregame Show. Sponsored by Hy-Vee.
Back in the pregame show before tonight's matchup between Northwest Missouri State and the University of Nebraska Kearney. Joining us now is Northwest women's coach Michael Smith. Coach, obviously things changed this week a little bit with the postponement on Monday, but still have to feel good about coming into that next game after the first conference win over the weekend.
Yeah, most definitely. You know, and more than anything, you try to look at a positive way at this as far as with the cancellation of the game in Northeastern, and it gives us another day or two to rest our legs but also prepare for a team like Kearney, because we're going to see some things defensively that we're not going to see the rest of the year, and that's a 3-2 type matchup zone that they're going to run against us, I'm guessing, for probably 30 to 40 minutes. They'll pick us up and try to full court us a little bit, and I think they're mainly trying to do that to slow us down, because they got a couple of big kids, and they got to give them time to get down the floor on the defensive end, and at the same time, that's going to be a handful for us on our defensive end, trying to figure out a way to guard the girl in the post. She's a D1 transfer, and because she's hard to get around, we're either going to play behind and help and double down is our goal going in, or we may have to totally full front her. So as I mentioned, it's good to have this time to prepare for things like that.
Talk a little bit about that 3-2. What are some of the challenges that brings about that you don't see all the time?
Well, it is. We watched them on film, and again, going back to the no game on Monday, it was kind of good because then we got a chance to drive down to Missouri Western and watch them play in person, because I just, something I hadn't really seen before, and I'll keep thinking, okay, what part of our offense is going to be effective? And, I think the key for us is going to be our inside game. I think Annie Matthews at the four, Timber at the four, can give us some good looks. I don't know how they're going to guard those two inside. And also, I think it's going to open up a lot offensively for us in the corners. I don't know how they're going to come out because the big kid doesn't leave the lane a whole lot for them. So if we run to the side where the big kid's at and overload, meaning us overload them offensively and get a man to corner, man on the wing, I don't know how they're going to guard that. So we've watched a lot of film with our team and tried to prepare them. But as I told them, we don't want to get into the game and just start throwing up shots and throw up shots. We've got to get a feel of what's going to work for us. And we've got to be able to, stop them, give them one shot now like we did against Central Oklahoma.
Now, the game you're coming out of, you had several players offensively contribute in that ball game. Does that kind of give you some confidence coming into a matchup like this, knowing you may need some different players to step up?
Well, I definitely do. I feel like that this team is really starting to mature a little bit. They're starting to come into a little bit of their own and what we're expecting out of them, et cetera. But you look at someone, for instance, like Shelby Mustang, who honestly at 6'2", is probably more comfortable stepping out 8 to 10 foot and pulling up for that shot than she is with her back to the basket. And, I fought her for the longest time. Get on the block. Post players are supposed to be on the block. But, if she's not comfortable doing it, Annie's more comfortable doing that, So we're going to probably pull Shelby out a lot more on a perimeter today, let Annie work inside, especially with the mismatch we feel it will have. But, again, we're just trying to play to our kids' strengths right now. We've got kids that can do multiple things. If Ariel's on shooting and getting to the rim, I don't think they're going to be able to stop her getting to the rim. DJ off gives us a couple of different things. Monique has really been shooting the ball better for us as of lately. And, we got a couple of key kids that brings us a really good spark off the bench. So, I hope our kids are focused from this long trip. We're just trying to stay focused at the task at hand tonight. And if we do that, we feel really good about our chances tonight.
Now, in Saturday's ball game, we talked beforehand, how important it would be to get a win for many reasons. But not only getting the win, but the way the team played in general. How has that helped this week? Have you seen a little more pep in the step from the team?
Absolutely. And we stressed that today and shoot around and in film this afternoon before we came to the gym is that, think about how we've gotten to this point, what we've done to be successful, and all those things we want to carry over to tonight. And we've done that by counting on each other, not counting on one or two people. And we're going with that same type of game plan as well tonight.
All right, Coach, good luck tonight.
Thank you.
That's Michael Smith, head coach of the Northwest Missouri State Women. We're back with the starting lineups after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game is being underwritten by O'Malley Beverage in St. Joseph, Missouri. O'Malley is the region's supplier of Anheuser-Busch products and would like to remind you to drink responsibly and to always designate a driver. More information at anheuserbusch.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center and the Prenery House. More information at conceptionabbey.org.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery. Now located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville, the Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
An event put on by Northwest Missouri State's Career Services will help students clarify their goals and organize a search strategy that meets their needs when finding an internship. Career Services will hold an internship workshop called How to Find an Internship at 1 Thursday afternoon, January 23rd. It will be in the meeting room A of the J.W. Jones Student Union. Northwest Missouri State Career Development Coordinator of Internships, Rosalie Weatherman, says it's important for students to find an internship to add to their resume.
To get hands-on experience that parallels or coordinates with the in-class experience so that they are ready for that job market after graduation and are headed in the right direction toward their future career.
Weatherman says one thing employers look for is good communication skills.
And that's written and oral communication skills. Lots of other skills can be be taught in the workplace about a particular company's business or organization's duties, but those basic things of communication, strong work ethic, interpersonal skills, flexibility, analytical skills, and the initiative, those are things that they're looking for before hiring an intern and ultimately a full-time employee.
Weatherman says students often ask where to begin.
That's usually their first question, is I just don't even know how to get started in looking for an internship. So I help them with that process of thinking about what they want to do, maybe prioritizing a little bit about what they're interested in, and offering them some resources to move ahead, things that they can look at online. On our website can be very helpful. We talk about the resume, getting that together, that process, interviewing. So it's a great basic step.
For more information on how to find an internship, visit nwmissouri.edu/careerservices. Again, the workshop is Thursday, January 23rd at 1 o'clock in the afternoon in Meeting Room A of the J.W. Jones Student Union.
Support for today's game comes from Taco John's at 1015 South Main in Maryville. Serving breakfast and dinner, Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday from 7 a.m. until midnight and until 2 a.m. Friday and Saturday. More at tacojohns.com.
I like basketball.
Basketball.
Definitely basketball.
The Bearcat Pregame Show.
Pregame Show.
Sponsored by Hy-Vee.
Back in Kearney, Nebraska, getting ready for tonight's doubleheader, and look at the starting lineups for this matchup between Nebraska Kearney and Northwest Missouri State. On the women's side, for Nebraska Kearney and head coach Kevin Cheney, Nicole Arp is a 5'6" senior out of Kearney. She averages 6 points and 3 rebounds a game, leads the team with 47 assists, and is tied for the team lead in steals with 23. Laramie Lewis, a 5'8" sophomore out of Trenton, Nebraska, averages 8 points and 5 rebounds a game. She also has 23 steals on the season for the Lopers. Sarah Hicks is a 5'8" senior guard out of Broomfield, Colorado, averaging 9 points and 3 rebounds a game. She leads the Lopers with 15 three-pointers hit so far this year. Amara Williams is a 6'2" junior out of St. Louis, a transfer into the program from Morgan State, averages 10 points and 6 rebounds a game, leads the team with 13 block shots so far this year. And also in the starting lineup, Shelby Zimmerman, their leading scorer and rebounder. Zimmerman, a 5'10" senior guard out of Beatrice, Nebraska, averages 12 points and 8 rebounds a game for the Lopers. On the other side, for Northwest Missouri State and head coach Michael Smith, Ariel Easton is a 5'6" junior out of South Bend, Indiana. Team's leading scorer, averaging 16 points a game. She's also hit a team-high 21 threes so far this year. Ashley Nelson is a 5'9" junior out of Omaha, averaging 14 points and 3 rebounds a game. Monique Stevens, a 5'3" senior point guard from Victoria, Australia, averaging 8 points and 3 rebounds a game, has a team-high 32 assists so far this year. Shelby Mustaine is a 6'2" freshman out of Jefferson City, averaging 7 points and 6 rebounds a game, has a team-high 18 blocks. And rounding out the starting lineup for Northwest Missouri State this evening, Annie Matthews. Matthews, a 5'10" junior out of Plattsmouth, Nebraska. She is the team's leading rebounder, pulling down 7 a game, also averages 7 points a game for Northwest Missouri State. So there are your starters. Northwest and the University of Nebraska Kearney Lopers are doubleheader tonight. We're back with the start of this women's matchup after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information available at northwestbearcats.com. And from National Investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com. Support also comes from Compass Dental Group in Maryville, Dr. Bruce Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler, along with their wives Polly and Rebecca. Compass Dental Group provides braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at compassdentalgroup.com. Also from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating their 50th anniversary, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. More at 660-582-3104.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero & Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri. specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information is available at 816-806-7777. And from Nottoway County Economic Development, promoting the community, supporting the business development, and growing community opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, more at MarievilleMo.org. Support also comes from Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com. Also from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. More at 582-3131, in store at 5th and Buchanan, or at MarievilleGlassAndLock.com.
You might get a few free throws, but everything else in our house is going to cost you. Bearcat Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Back in Kearney, Nebraska, for basketball, the anthem had a bit of a hockey feel to it, but we are set for a doubleheader here tonight between Northwest Missouri State and the University of Nebraska, Kearney. Before we move on, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Interesting news coming out this week for the Northwest Missouri State women's basketball program. Of course, with a new coach, we're seeing him win action on the court, but recruiting also a big part of that. And they've had four early signees, and two of those four signees who are currently playing their senior years in high school, with some pretty big news this week.
Raven Bunn of Fort Osage High School and Tanya Meyer out of Sioux City West High School being nominees as a McDonald's All-American nominee. So that really says a lot about the type of players that Coach Smith wants to bring into this program.
Yeah, obviously very rare to be recognized as a McDonald's All-American, but it's also very rare just to be nominated for that position.
And again, that's really nice, the fact that they've already picked a newcomer to Northwest Missouri State. So I think it's going to be just something that we'll be seeing out of Coach Smith. He really has a lot of loyalty to this program, even though it's his first year. He's a graduate assistant here, and I think he's going to really do some good things here at Northwest Missouri State. Just seeing it right now by some of the early signees, and really quite an honor for Bunn and Meyer.
A little bit later on, the men's team will be in action for Northwest Missouri State. The men trying to bounce back from a loss against Central Oklahoma. I'm sure they would have rather played on Monday just to get back out on the court, but it'll be interesting to see how they bounce back in this matchup tonight.
Yeah, coming off a tough loss to Central Oklahoma, and one that Coach McCollum really wasn't happy with the way his team played in that one. Probably one of the few times with exception maybe that Southwest Minnesota game where he was really disappointed with the effort he got out of the team. So I imagine they've had a few days to work on some things, but we'll see if much better effort out of Northwest tonight against Nebraska Kearney. But I think really something that Coach McCollum didn't talk about and really doesn't want to use as an excuse was he had several players that were a little bit under the weather last Saturday too, and I think that played a factor. One of those, Connor Crooker, didn't have the type of game you expect out of Connor, and you could tell he looked a little pale out there and just wasn't himself. So even though coaches don't want to use that as an excuse, I think that played a little bit of a factor on Saturday.
And you know, we've seen them obviously play well on the road. They've got a huge win at Fort Hays State, so hopefully getting back out on the road. Well, it's a weird thing to think about because teams love to play at home, as do the Bearcats, but maybe being back on the road gives you, and they made it an overnight trip, so a chance to focus on basketball.
And it's something that I think the team embraces a little bit going on the road, much like the football team does with the challenges playing on the road, and I don't think that really affects this team as maybe as some others.
Bearcat women will be wearing their road black uniforms. You know, the black uniforms didn't have a great start for the Northwest women. I think they lost their first two games, but Coach Smith was telling us before the game that they won in the black uniforms here at Kearney last year. So, you know, superstition's an interesting thing.
Yeah, it is. That, and I think on the men's side, and wanting to stay overnight last night because they won out here a year ago doing the same thing, staying at the same hotel. So hopefully that will all pay off tonight for the two teams.
We're about to find out. We're set to go. Ball in the air. The tip. Shelby Mustaine able to work it out to Monique Stevens. Northwest will go right to left in this first half. Stevens into the right corner for Nelson. She'll bring it up to the wing. Now gives it for Mustaine. Baseline right, 10-footer off the front of the rim. Rebound for Matthews. She'll dribble out to the corner, get it to Mustaine on the wing inside the arc. She's looking to get it to Monique Stevens, does, who's now between the circles. Over to the left side, Nelson. Into Matthews, set the high post. Matthews has it knocked away, but it goes to Nelson. Back to Matthews. Now to the right corner for Easton. Started a drive, gives it up Mustaine. Now to the left corner for Stevens. Drive along the baseline, into the paint. Collision, offensive foul, Monique Stevens. So the first foul of the game going against Northwest Missouri State on their first possession. And Nebraska Kearney will get their first possession of the evening. Just over 30 seconds into it here in Kearney. As Arp calls out the offense from the backcourt. Brings it with a lob pass down underneath to Williams. Williams with a shot high off the glass. No good. Rebound tipped around. Matthews out of there with it for Northwest. Gives it up for Stevens. She'll work it ahead right side to Nelson. She's got it on the wing. Nelson to the top of the key, Easton. To the left, Mustaine hands it back to Easton. Now on the left wing with the dribble. Spots up, takes a three. That's off right. Grazed the rim. Rebound for Laramie Lewis. Lewis ahead on the left side for Hicks. Stops on the wing. Skips it across to Arp, right wing. Looking inside at Zimmerman. Not there. We'll give it out for Hicks. She'll work it to the right wing with the dribble. Tried to spin. Stepped on Stevens' foot. Steps back. Takes a three. It's off the front of the rim. Matthews with another rebound for Northwest. So three early rebounds for Annie Matthews, including one on the offensive end. Still scoreless here as Monique Stevens works it to the left side of the floor. Lob to Mustaine at the high post. Stevens holding on to it. Gets it out to Nelson, top of the key. Over to the right. Got a screen. Now the crossover. Tries to kick it out. Gets it to Matthews. To Easton on the right. And she'll reset. Nine on the shot clock. Over to Nelson, right wing. Nelson steps back. Wants a screen. Goes on the drive. Gives it to Mustaine. 18-footer off the front of the rim. Rebound to the floor. Laramie Lewis picks it up for Nebraska Kearney. Just about 2 minutes into it. Pass ahead to Zimmerman. Taken away. But stepping on, or nope, a travel call against Annie Matthews. Great anticipation of the pass by Matthews, but her momentum carried her into an extra step.
Matthews doing a very good job early on now on the defensive and offensive side, especially crashing the board, but that time anticipated well, trying to come up with the steal.
A baseline left jumper by Hicks, too strong. Rebound on the backside by Ashley Nelson. So Northwest Missouri State with it. Still no score. Just over 2 minutes into the high post for Mustaine at the right elbow. Kicks it out to Easton near the sideline. Now sets the screen, skip across to Nelson left side. Down low it goes to Matthews, a dribble, shot through a double team, good for Annie Matthews. First points of the game belong to Northwest Missouri State. Lopers push it up the floor, Arp works it to the right side. On the wing, steps up, takes a three, it's off. Long rebound, saved in bounds, and it's picked up by Zimmerman on the left side. Hustle there by Laramie Lewis to keep it from going out on the baseline. Arp looked at the lob inside, now they get it down on the block. Williams with a turnaround jumper. Off the back of the rim, no good. But she draws a foul. Go to the free throw line, and Monique Stevens has picked up her second foul. Both fouls in this game have been called against Stevens.
Well, they're not characteristic. The first one we see a lot on the other side when Monique draws the charge on defense, but the, it came down and got a little bit off balance, got called for the charge early in this first game. But hopefully... Monique obviously is going to the sideline here for a little bit, but hopefully she'll get back into the flow of things when she gets back out on the floor.
Kenneth Eldheisen, the 5'3 freshman out of Oskaloosa, Iowa, checks in as Williams missed the first free throw. He's a 48% free throw shooter. Her second one is on the way, and that one is good. So she gets the first point of the game for Nebraska Kearney. It's a 2-1 lead for Northwest Missouri State. Annie Matthews with it in the backcourt. Some three-quarter court pressure from the Lopers. Now Veldhuizen with it in the backcourt across the timeline. Gets by Lewis. into the corner for Nelson. She'll work it out to Easton between the circles. 3 minutes into the game, Easton goes to the left side on the wing. Top of the key for Nelson. Tried to go high post to Mustaine. She comes down with the high pass. Couple of dribbles. Hands it to Veldhuizen. Five on the shot clock. Back to Mustaine. Now down to Matthews. A dribble. Shot by Matthews. And a reach-in foul. This will go on Shelby Zimmerman. That'll be the first against Nebraska Kearney, and Annie Matthews will go to the free throw line to shoot two.
Seen a little bit more the last couple of games of Mustaine out of the high post area and Matthews down the low post, and that's something that Coach Smith talked about in your pregame interview, how they're going to use Annie a little bit more in the post down under and Mustaine out front, and really so far it looks like they're both a little more comfortable with that.
Second free throw by Matthews is good, so she knocks both of them down and gives Northwest a 4-1 lead. All 4 points belong to Annie Matthews. Top of the key, Zimmerman takes a three, and it's good. Shelby Zimmerman with just her fifth three of the season. That'll tie the game at 4, 16:35 to play in the first half. Over to the left side, Veldhuizen goes to the high post for Nelson. Nelson with a runner off the front of the rim, no good. Zimmerman in position for the rebound for the Loafers. Now across midcourt, over to the right side, Sarah Hicks tries to get it down to Williams, knocked away by Easton. Goes out of bounds underneath, and an inbound coming for Nebraska Kearney. 16-17 to play in the first half. Bounce pass over to the left side, a quick jumper up by Sarah Hicks, and it's good. And a first lead of the game for Nebraska Kearney, 6-4, after Hicks gets her first 2 points. Now top of the key, Easton with it for Northwest Missouri State to Mustaine. Mustaine will hand it to Easton. Spins, goes up with the shot. Off the glass, it's good for Ariel Easton. That'll tie the game at 6. The Lopers push it up the floor on the left side. Lewis goes on the drive, spins. Underhanded layup, no good. Rebound, tipped around. And Veldhuizen comes out of there with it. Mustaine able to keep it away from Williams. Veldhuizen ahead to Nelson right side. Tries to crossover, lost the dribble. Goes down, able to get it. Bounce pass into the corner for Veldhuizen off her fingertips and out of bounds. And Nebraska Kearney will have it. Timber Schechinger and Meredith Scott check into the lineup for Northwest Missouri State. Mustaine and Nelson to the sideline. Sydney Seeberger checks in for Nebraska Kearney. And also onto the floor is Riley Bowser. On the right side, Seeberger with it on the wing. Works the top of the key. Bowser, her pass, tipped loose by Meredith Scott. It goes out of bounds off the shoulder of Scott. Shelby Zimmerman kind of bumped Meredith to keep her from getting a clean hold of the basketball. And that will give it to Nebraska Kearney. Inbound, down to the baseline left. Goes to Seeberger. Seeberger with a crossover down to the baseline. Now lobs it out between the circles for Arp. Arp open, takes a three. That's no good. Rebound for Annie Matthews. She's been pounding the boards here early. Easton works it ahead to Schechinger. Wide open. Layup on the left is good for Timber Schechinger. First points for Schechinger. Just inside 15 minutes to play in the first half. Inside to Williams. Shot off the glass. In and out, no good. Matthews the rebound, but her outlet pass is stolen by Bowser. Bowser takes it to the rim, goes up and hits the shot. Riley Bowser, the junior out of Holton, Kansas. Her first 2 points, and that ties it at 8. 14:40 to play in the first half. Easton with it in the backcourt. Works it into the right corner for Meredith Scott. Scott dribbles up to the wing. Now into the free throw line. Down the lane, layup on the left. Good for Meredith Scott. Good job by Scott. Now ahead on the right side, it goes to Seeberger. Seeberger up with the layup, and it is good. Sydney Seeberger with her first 2 points, and it's a 10-10 game. Northwest Missouri State with the ball. 14:09 to go in the first half. In the left corner, Schechinger drive along the baseline. Now into Matthews. Jumper off the back of the rim, no good. And the rebound comes to Williams, who will get the outlet to Arp. She'll push it up the floor. One-on-one with Veldhuizen, a collision, and a blocking foul will be called on Kenna Veldhuizen, her first. Team's third, and it brings us to a timeout. 13:56 to play in the first half. 10-10, Northwest Missouri State, Nebraska Kearney. We're back in a minute. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street. Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at ChampionshipMotorsLLC.com or at 660-582-8800. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph.
Today's Bearcat Radio broadcast is sponsored by Hy-Vee. Located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191.
Support for this Bearcat Sports broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, 582-2699.
In Kearney, 13:56 to play in the first half. It's a 10-10 game, Northwest Missouri State and Nebraska Kearney. And you can tell both teams want to play different paces to this game. UNK really trying to push the ball up the floor.
And they've done a much better job of that since Seaberger came into the ballgame at one of those substitutions here about a couple minutes ago. And for Northwest, they've taken advantage of some defensive laps out of the loafers, especially inside, once on transition play, and then another time just a big mental mistake by the loafers, not picking up anybody inside. So hopefully Northwest can take advantage of more of that, as the loafers appear to be a little bit lax on the defensive side.
Loafers with the basketball, Arpa on the baseline in the corner, gets it inside to Chantel Thomas, who checked in during the break. And the ball knocked away from her and out of bounds on the baseline, so an inbound coming for the loafers. Thomas, a 6'2 sophomore. She's out of Queensland, Australia. So she's probably looking for a jazzy in a time or two. We talked about last weekend with, of course, Monique Stevens out of Victoria, Australia. Inbound off the fingertips of Thomas, picked up by Art. Now she'll get it to the free throw line. Kelsey Fitzgerald out to the right side. Seaberger up with the long shot off the back of the rim. Kimber Schechinger with a rebound for Northwest. Cross midcourt right side, Veldhuizen stops between the circles. She's picked up by Seaberger. Now to the top of the key for Schechinger. Schechinger over to the right side of the corner, Nelson. Nelson, high post, now to the free throw line, Matthews. Over to the left for Scott. She'll work it down the lane. Layup on the right is blocked away by Fitzgerald, and it's picked up by Nebraska Kearney. Art works it ahead to Seaberger. Shot on the left side, no good. Rebound, Schechinger able to just keep it out of the reach of Riley Bowser. And the outlet to Veldhuizen for Northwest Missouri State. 13 minutes to play in the first half, a 10-10 game. Bearcat basketball, Merritt East Scott right wing to the free throw line. Now into the left corner. Veldhuizen with it there. She'll bring it up to the wing. Veldhuizen had to see some early action. A couple of quick fouls on Monique Stevens. Now a pass from Veldhuizen down to Matthews. Misses Matthews and goes out of bounds. And Ariel Easton and Ashley Ginther will check in the lineup for Northwest Missouri State.
Fifth turnover for Northwest, and that's a few too many this early in the game.
Arp will bring it across the timeline for the Loafers. It works around to the left side, Seaberger. Seaberger holding it above her head, puts it on the floor a couple of times. Now between the circles for Bowser. Over to the right side, Fitzgerald. She'll work it to Seaberger baseline. Right drive, runner from six, too strong. Rebound on the back side comes to Bowser. She'll kick it out to Arp between the circles, and Nebraska Kearney will reset. Out of the right side, drive down the lane, Arp up with the shot, high off the glass, missed the rim, rebound tipped out, Bowser will chase it down. She'll dribble into the lane, work it to the baseline right, Seaberger with a 12-footer, this time able to knock it down. A couple of offensive rebounds, that trip down for Nebraska Kearney, keeping the ball alive. They take a two-point lead, and Northwest Missouri State now with the ball, 12 minutes to play in the first half. High post, Schechinger dribbles over to the right elbow, into the corner to Scott, taken away by Art. Pass goes ahead for Bowser, and Bowser will have the layup on the left, hits it, and draws a foul on Schechinger. So Bowser will have a three-point play opportunity there, as Timber Schechinger is called for her first.
And that's all started off of another turnover. That's the sixth now on Northwest in this first half. And again, turnovers have been really one of the big things that Northwest has had troubles with.
And the free throw off left to Schechinger there for the rebound for Northwest. Now Ariel Easton will run the point this trip down for the Bearcats. She's across midcourt over to the right sideline. Bowser knocking the ball loose, dives down, comes up with it, underhands it to Arp. Across midcourt, Arp works it to the right side. Arp wants to go top of the key, gets it there for Seaberger. Starts a drive out to Bowser left wing. Bowser looking inside to Thomas, posting up, gets the bounce pass into her. Now to the high post, Fitzgerald with a 17-footer, and it's good for Kelsey Fitzgerald. First points for Fitzgerald, a 6-point lead for Nebraska Kearney. 11:15 to play in the first half. Northwest Missouri State with it. Scott, top of the key, tries to go high post, knocked away from Schechinger. Scott chases it down, now to Sheck. She'll take a three, and it's good from the left side for Timber Schechinger. Ninth three of the season for Schechinger. She's got five tonight. Three-point lead for Nebraska Kearney. Pass inside, tipped by Schechinger. Arp comes up with it. Goes up with a shot of left, in and out, no good. Rebound tipped away from Thomas by Nelson, and it's picked up by Ginther for Northwest Missouri State. Coach Smith getting Ariel Easton to slow the pace as she brings the ball up the floor. Works it over to the right side for Nelson. Nelson inside underneath Schechinger, knocked away from her and out of bounds as Kelsey Fitzgerald got a hand on it. That'll get Shelby Mustaine and Annie Matthews back into the ballgame for the Cats. Ginther and Scott to the sideline. Amara Williams also checks back in for Nebraska Kearney along with Shelby Zimmerman. Alexa Hogberg, the 5'5 freshman of Chandler, Arizona, sees her first action of the evening as well for the Lopers. Easton with it on the right baseline on the drive, goes up with the shot, bumped from behind, no call. Rebound Williams on the backside, and the outlet goes to Bowser. Bowser dribbles to the right wing, into the corner, now spins, gets it out to Hogberg. Top of the key for Zimmerman, left open, takes a three, it's off the front of the rim, but followed her shot, got the rebound, missed the layup on the follow, and Easton with the rebound for Northwest Missouri State. Across the timeline on the right side, Easton down to the baseline, brings it out in the corner. Up to Nelson. Now to Matthews at the high post. Matthews goes to the floor and was pushed. So a foul call coming against Riley Bowser. That is the first on Bowser. Second team foul against Nebraska Kearney. And an inbound coming on the baseline right for Northwest. The inbound to Nelson. Quick shot up and good for Ashley Nelson. Tough shot by Nelson, and she'll get a three-point play opportunity, drawing a foul call on Sydney Seaberger. That'll be the first on Seaberger. And Nelson will step in and shoot one. Alexandria Blarock will check in for Northwest Missouri State. Denise McEnany getting set to check in as well. 10:02 to go in the first half. Right now, a one-point game. Nebraska Kearney with a lead, but Ashley Nelson has a chance to tie it with the free throw. Tori Payne checks in for Nebraska Kearney, a 5'8 freshman out of North Las Vegas. Free throw by Nelson, too strong. Rebound underneath for the Lopers as it comes down to Payne. And she'll give it up for Hogberg. Now top of the key, Zimmerman. On the backdoor cut, Hicks takes the pass, blows the layup. Rebound for Easton for Northwest Missouri State. Across the timeline, Ariel Easton over to the left. Nelson wide open, a three on the way. Good for Ashley Nelson. First three of the game for Nelson, the 12th of the season, and a timeout for Nebraska Kearney. 9:42 to play in the first half. 18-16, Northwest Missouri State with the lead. We're back to Kearney after this one-minute timeout. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bed Liners. More at 660-582-4599 or at pitsautobody.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanbury.
Back in Kearney, 18-16, Northwest Missouri State with the lead over Nebraska Kearney. A little 8-0 run by the Bearcats here, just about the midway point of the first half.
And for Northwest, shooting pretty well from the field right now. 50% from the field, 7 of 14. They knocked down a couple of threes, and I think that's really the biggest difference in the game here.
Coming out for Northwest Missouri State, Denise McEnany, Annie Matthews, Ariel Easton, Alexandria Blarock, and Shelby Mustaine in the lineup for the Cats. Alexa Hogberg will bring it up the floor for the Lopers, work at top of the key for Zimmerman. Zimmerman, their leading scorer and rebounder. Out top of the key, a three from Tori Payne, no good. And a rebound for Annie Matthews for Northwest. Easton across midcourt, over to the left side for McEnany. She's out on the wing, well beyond the arc, into the corner for Easton. Easton gets a screen from Mustaine, dribbles to the high post, bobbles the ball, throws a pass, hit by Payne, but a Blarock comes down with it. Now up to Annie Matthews. Matthews looked left, backs it out on the dribble, works it over to the left side for McEnany, into the lane, now to Matthews. One dribble, over to Blarock. Three on the clock. Blarock dribbles, spins, has to force the shot, and it's good. Blarock got the bounce to go. That's her first point. It's a Northwest lead, now 20-16.
Good awareness of the shot clock winding down as well.
Hogberg with it, top of the key for the Lopers. To Williams. Now to Hogberg, stripped loose by McEnany, who gets the steal, and we'll give it up to Easton. Bearcats right now on a 10-0 run as Easton brings it across midcourt. Works it over to the right side. Moves Blarock out of the way as she goes high post to Matthews. With the right elbow, out to Blarock on the wing. Gets a screen from Matthews. Top of the key to Mustaine. Mustaine holding on to it. Couple of dribbles. Hands it for Easton. Top of the key. Easton on to the left side for Blarock. Now inside to Matthews. Matthews gets by Zimmerman and hits the shot inside. Annie Matthews with six. She's on a good pace for a double-double here tonight, the way she started this game.
Matches up real well inside. I'm not sure that Kearney has anybody that can match up with her right now.
Zimmerman with the shot just inside the block. No good. Rebound for Ariel Easton. Northwest doing a good job of the boards during this run as Easton will work it ahead to the baseline left for Blarock. Now up to Easton. High post, Mustaine. She's got it at the elbow. Mustaine gives it for Blarock. One dribble for her. Now back out to Mustaine. 16-footer on the way. In and out, no good. And a rebound inside for Zimmerman for Nebraska Kearney. 6-point Bearcat lead, 7:43 to play in the first half. Hogberg down the right side of the lane. Up with the runner, high off the glass, no good. Mustaine the rebound for Northwest. And an outlet to Easton, who will slow the pace for the Cats. Northwest with a 2-rebound advantage right now, but really they have gained that advantage here over the last about 4 or 5 minutes of this game. Matthews to the free throw line, into the right corner, McEnany. McEnany will drive to the baseline, now backs it out in the corner, ball tipped away, she picks it up, lobs it ahead for Easton, 6 on the shot clock, Easton on the drive, the runner, good, count it, and a reach-in foul will send Ariel Easton to the free throw line, a chance at a 3-point play for Northwest. Sarah Hicks called for her first.
Northwest doing a much better job running their offense during this run. They're being very patient, working the ball inside, getting some good looks in there, and not turning the ball over. They had 7 early turnovers, but during this run, they've done a much better job of settling down a little bit, making better passes, and it's resulted in better looks at the bucket.
And the free throw by Easton is good. She didn't think it was going to go, but it did. And Northwest now with a 25-16 lead. Lopers with the basketball on the left side. Pass skipped over to Zimmerman. The jumper off the back of the rim. She chases down the rebound in the paint. Loses her footing. Travel call. That'll give it back to Northwest Missouri State with 6:56 to play in the first half. Ashley Nelson checks in the lineup for Northwest Missouri State. Easton across midcourt, running the point. Again, Monique Stevens with a couple of early fouls. Spent most of this first half so far on the bench. Easton on the drive. Shot off the glass. Good for Ariel Easton. That's 7 for Easton. Across midcourt. To the right comes Nicole Art for Nebraska Kearney. 15-0 run for Northwest. 3 on the way. Off the back of the rim. No good for Tori Payne. Blarock the rebound for Northwest. Gives it up for Easton. Easton to the free throw line. Now to Schechinger on the baseline. Drives the baseline. Tries to go into Easton. Gets it to her. A dribble. A shot. No good. Rebound for Zimmerman for Nebraska Kearney. To Arp. Arp over to the right side on the wing. Schechinger guards her. Tried to pass it inside. Schechinger gets the steal. And a 3-on-3 opportunity. Schechinger will slow it down. Give it up for Ashley Nelson. And Northwest will set the offense. 6 minutes to play in the first half. Left corner it goes to Easton. Easton up to Nelson on the wing. Now top of the key, Mustaine. Underneath, tried to go to Schechinger. Zimmerman read the pass. Got the steal for Nebraska Kearney. Now gives it up for Hicks. Streaking up the floor. Down the lane she goes. Underhanded layup, no good. Rebound for Williams. Her follow is good. And a foul will give her a 3-point play opportunity, ending a 17-0 run for Northwest Missouri State.
And nearly 5 minutes on the clock that Northwest is able to hold UNK scoreless.
So Williams will step to the free throw line. Amara Williams with 3 points so far. She's 1 of 2 at the free throw line. 48% free throw shooter. 5:41 to go in this first half. Free throw is on the way, and it's off the front of the rim, no good. Annie Matthews, the rebound for Northwest. So far for Annie Matthews, she's got 7 rebounds in this first half. Right side, Nelson, into the corner for Easton. Easton looks in at Blaurock, posting up. Instead, will dribble it out to the top of the key. Crosses over toward the right, steps back, takes a three. Good. Ariel Easton knocks it down from the right wing. The team high 22nd three-pointer of the season. First tonight, 10 points for Easton. Northwest up 30-18. Inside Williams and a double team. Shot no good. Rebound knocked away from her by Matthews. It goes off of Easton and out of bounds underneath. And it will belong to Nebraska Kearney with a new shot clock. Kenneth Eldheisen into the lineup for Northwest Missouri State. One thing this run has also allowed Coach Smith to do is keep Monique Stevens on the bench. Inbound to Arp. She'll hit a jumper from the right side. First points for Arp, 30-20, the lead for Northwest Missouri State. Out top of the key it goes for Merity Scott. She works it over to the left side on the wing with the dribble. Scott to the free throw line, jump stop, up with the shot. Good for Merity Scott.
K does not do a very good job of checking off on defense, and Northwest has a player going down the lane. We've seen Northwest get some good looks because of that.
Inside, shot no good, tipped out of bounds, goes off the fingertips of Laramie Lewis, will belong to Northwest. 4:33 to play in the first half, 32-20 the lead for Northwest Missouri State. We take a timeout, we're back to Kearney in a minute. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or at 660-582-3677.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery. Now located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville, the Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Today's game is being underwritten by O'Malley Beverage in St. Joseph, Missouri. O'Malley is the region's supplier of Anheuser-Busch products and would like to remind you to drink responsibly and to always designate a driver. More information at anheuserbusch.com.
Back at the Health and Sports Complex, or Sports Center, I should say, in Nebraska Kearney. Northwest Missouri State women with a 32-20 lead, a 17-0 run that covered about the midway point of this first half for Northwest Missouri State, helped them erase a 6-point deficit and helped them build out to the lead that they have with 4:33 to play in the first half.
Northwest getting some good production off the bench during this run, also doing a better job of holding on to the basketball, not committing some of those turnovers they had early in the half, and hopefully Northwest can continue this type of play.
Eldheisen with it in the right corner for Northwest, tried the crossover, a kick is going to be called. I believe it went off the foot of Laramie Lewis, so an inbound coming for Northwest on the baseline right.
Allie, other side, Allie.
4:20 to go in the half as Veldhuizen steps out to trigger it in. About halfway between the lane and the corner. Now gets it to Scott. Quick jumper from 16,
back,
too strong.
Back,
rebound on the backside for Kelsey Fitzgerald for the Lopers. To Arp. Arp pushes it ahead to the right wing. Now out to the top of the key, Fitzgerald. Over to the left side. Finds Lewis. Lewis down to the corner for Fitzgerald. Up top of the key, Williams. Swings around to the right corner. Art takes a three, and it's good. Nicole Art with just her fourth three of the season. That's her fifth point of the night. That's a 32-23 lead for Northwest. Bearcats with the basketball. Veldhuizen works it over to the left side for Scott on the wing. Dribbles toward the corner. Hands it for Veldhuizen. Now up top, Nelson takes a three just after Coach took a timeout, and she banked it. And as she turned and walked toward the sideline, Coach Smith said, "You didn't want the bank anyway." And a big smile on Ashley Nelson's face.
Yeah, that was funny. Just banged it down off the backboard and in. Unfortunately, the timeout called, but that's quite a look over at Coach Smith. A little bit of a smile out of both of them there.
And Coach Smith, from time to time, you'll hear him talk about DJ. And if he's talking about DJ, it is Ashley Nelson. Now, a lot of times, you know, it's usually initials, but he tells the story about how when he had first started up with practice, he'd leave the gym and the music would go up real loud. And he'd come in, turn it down, he'd leave, it'd go up again, and Ashley Nelson kept turning it up. So for a while before he really knew her name real well. He just called her DJ, and it has stuck. So if you hear DJ, that's who he's talking about.
Well, somebody has to be in charge of music during practice.
That's exactly right, and she sounds like she does a good job.
I think so.
It'll be Bearcat basketball coming out of the timeout. Out top of the key with it is Ariel Easton. She'll work it over to the right side. Now to Nelson, top of the key. Nelson over to the left into the corner for Scott. Drive along the baseline for Scott. Layup off the glass. No good. Rebound tipped. And a fight for it. Looks like a held ball with the possession arrow given to Nebraska Kearney. We pause here 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Just under 3.5 minutes to play in the first half. Nebraska Kearney with the ball. Northwest with a 9-point lead on the left side with it. And a pass inside. Matthews gets the steal for Northwest. Gives it up for Easton, and she'll bring it up the floor for the Cats. On to the left side, Nelson. Down to Mustaine on the block. Out top of the key for Scott. Scott backs it out between the circles. Over to the right side for Nelson. Now into Matthews. Matthews with one dribble to the high post. Mustaine, shot fake. Drive down the lane. Double team. Tries to spin to kick out a pass. And one official says foul. One official says held ball. And the two of them will come together here. And we will see. They're going to go with the held ball. I think that official had the better angle, honestly, at the play and whether or not there was contact. And the possession arrow will give it to Northwest.
I really like the fact that the officials came together and talked things over. A lot of times you don't see as much communication out of officials as you'd like.
Pass into the left corner for Nelson. Seven on the shot clock. Now to Easton. Easton will launch a three, and it's good. An off-balance three for Ariel Easton, her second three of the half. 13 points for Easton. Northwest up by 12. Top of the key, Fitzgerald. Wants to drive with it down the lane. Up with a runner on the left side. No good. Rebound tipped around. Easton out of there with it for Northwest. Ariel Easton will walk it across the timeline. Over to the right side of the floor, toward the sideline. Now top of the key pass to Nelson. At the left elbow for Mustaine. Hands it back for Nelson. Knocked away by Arp. It goes out of bounds. And Northwest will inbound baseline left.
Northwest still shooting very well from the field. Over 56% from the field right now. 14 of 25, and they're 4 of 5 on three-pointers.
Inbound to Mustaine through her hands, and it goes right to Nicole Arp. So the Lopers the other way. Arp will push it up the floor, top of the key, into the lane. Bounce pass right side, and Hauser with the runner, no good. Rebound for Annie Matthews. Heck, Matthews may get a double-double in the first half, the way she's playing. Cross midcourt left side, Easton into the lane, up with the runner. Good off the glass. That was a tough shot by Ariel Easton. 2 minutes to play in the first half. Northwest up 14 underneath. Bowser wide open. Blows the layup. We've seen a lot of layups missed. And another rebound for Annie Matthews. That's going to be number 9 on the half for Matthews.
Nebraska Kearney really struggling from the field. Just 28% right now. And as you mentioned, missing a lot of layups.
In the right corner, Easton takes a three. It's off the back of the rim. Rebound tipped. And it will go out of bounds. Annie Matthews kept it alive, but knocked it away and out, and Nebraska Kearney will have it with 1:37 to play in the first half. 37-23, Northwest Missouri State. They at one point had a 17-0 run in the half. Arp across the timeline, works it to the right wing. Now we'll launch up a three over Easton. Off the front of the rim, no good. Rebound for Mustaine inside. Before the game, Coach Smith said they'll let them shoot threes all night long, and that philosophy is working so far. Easton will walk it across the timeline. Over to the left side for Nelson. Into the high post, Mustaine. Gets it back to Nelson, top of the key. Quick pass to Matthews, taken away. The steal for Laramie Lewis. Lewis with a two-on-one over to Arp. Back to Lewis. Shot over Scott. Good for Laramie Lewis. It's the first two for Lewis. Under a minute to play in the half. Northwest up by 12. Easton between the circles with it. Over to the right side, Nelson. Out top of the key for Scott. Work it back over to Nelson, right wing. Looks inside, gets it to Matthews. Layup on the right, no good, but Matthews fouled from behind by Kelsey Fitzgerald. That'll be the first on Fitzgerald. 15 foul and two opportunities at the free throw line for Annie Matthews. Matthews, already 2 of 2 at the free throw line, hits for first here. 7 points and 9 rebounds in this first half for Annie Matthews. Second free throw coming her way. And that one is good. Eight now for Matthews. 39-25 the lead for Northwest. 36 seconds to play in the first half. Arp working it on the right side of the floor. Gets it out on the wing. A drive down to the baseline by Bowser. Kick into the corner. Three-point attempt by Lewis is blocked away by Scott. Lewis with the ball goes with the shot inside. It's blocked away by Mustaine. And Northwest out of there with the basketball. They'll play for the final shot of this first half. 15 seconds to go in the half. Easton has it knocked away. Lewis got a hand on the basketball. Goes out of bounds on the sideline near midcourt. And now Monique Stevens will check in, seeing her first action since very early in the game, going out after picking up two very quick fouls. So Easton will inbound it, gives it for Stevens. Stevens near midcourt, 10 to play in the half, works it over to the right side with a dribble. Now top of the key, Scott, she goes on the drive, the layup on the right, too strong. Mustaine, the rebound, the follow, no good, but a foul on Amara Williams will send Mustaine to the free throw line to shoot two with 4 seconds to play in the half. Stane stepping to the line for the first time in the game. Northwest getting what they wanted there. Good look at a drive to the bucket. And eventually the free throws by Mustaine after the offensive rebound, though she misses the first. Denise McEnany into the lineup for Northwest. Stevens will come out. Don't at all want to risk that third foul with just 4 seconds to play in the half. Second free throw coming for Shelby Mustaine. And that one's off the back of the rim. Williams with the rebound. Pass ahead to Arp. Arp with the half-court shot off the backboard. No good. And that'll do it in the first half. 39-25. Northwest Missouri State with the lead over the University of Nebraska-Kearney here at the half. We'll take a timeout and be back with more from Kearney in 90 seconds. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Highline Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville. Supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HighlineHomeFurnishings.com.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information available at NorthwestBearcats.com.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville. Located at 1528 South Main Street, Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at ChampionshipMotorsLLC.com or at 660-582-8800.
Support for today's game comes from Taco John's at 1015 South Main in Maryville. Serving breakfast and dinner, Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday from 7 a.m. until midnight and until 2 a.m. Friday and Saturday. More at TacoJohns.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating their 50th anniversary, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. 660-582-3104.
Today's Bearcat Radio broadcast is sponsored by Hy-Vee. Located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191.
Back at the Health and Sports Center in Kearney, Nebraska. They have a promotion here at the half. There's a blindfolded kid trying to find a pizza box. He's kicked it a couple of times, but now he's getting further away. But an entertaining evening here, a Thursday evening. A little bit different for the MIAA, having some Thursday basketball. But for tonight, anyway, it seems to have brought a decent crowd out.
Yeah, a good crowd. I think we'll see more as the evening goes along. And kind of a little different with some of the additional schools in the MIAA. They changed some of the travel dates around. Unfortunately for Northwest, they got kind of a tough situation here when they play tonight. And then we'll have to go back on the road Saturday to face Washburn and Topeka. Fortunately, the trip to Topeka not terribly long, so could be a worse situation. But right now, things looking pretty good. Northwest women putting together a pretty good first half.
It was a little nerve-wracking the first 5-10 minutes or so. As a matter of fact, we saw at one point Nebraska-Kearney with a 16-10 lead. But from that point, something clicked, and Northwest really able to turn it on.
Got some good play off the bench. They committed a few too many turnovers early at one point, like within the first 5-6 minutes or so. They had 7 turnovers, but they settled down since then, only 3 since that particular point. And getting good play off off the bench, taking advantage of some good matchups inside and turning it into a nice run there to take control of the ball game, and hopefully they can continue this on in the second half.
I think what was key with that run as well is it allowed Northwest to keep Monique Stevens out of the game after picking up those two fouls so as not to get the third in the first half.
Yeah, because I think they'll definitely need her in the second half, and Northwest really ran their offense well with her off the floor. She's been a very good field general throughout, or court general, distributing the ball around with a lot of an assist and drives and things, and they were able to continue that without her on the floor, shooting 54% in that first half, knocking down 4 threes, so getting a pretty good inside-outside game, and hopefully if they can continue that on in the second half, some good things will happen.
Northwest Missouri State women with the lead here at the half, 39-25 with the University of Nebraska Kearney. We'll talk about the men's matchup coming up later on this evening with Austin Meyer, Northwest men's assistant, right after this 90-second timeout. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank. Serving Northwest Missouri for 145 years, Nottoway Valley Bank now offers its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com.
Support for this Bearcat Sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, 582-2699.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center and the Prinery House. More information at conceptionabbey.org.
Support for today's game comes in part from McDonald's in Maryville. McDonald's is open 24 hours every day and now serves a limited breakfast menu beginning at midnight. McDonald's, located at the intersection of South Avenue and South Main Street in Maryville.
Back at the Health and Sports Center in Kearney, Nebraska, the Northwest Missouri State women with a halftime lead, 39-25 over Nebraska Kearney. The men's game coming up a little bit later on, and Northwest men's assistant Austin Meyer joining us. And Austin, I know maybe rest-wise it was okay to have that postponement on Monday, but I'm sure you guys were kind of itching just to get back on the floor after Saturday's matchup. Good or bad that you ended up without that game on Monday?
I think, you know, you can kind of look at it both ways. I think, you know, we kind of looked at it as we wanted to play and get back out there. We came in and got after it on Sunday and wanted to get back out there. But, you know, the other thing is it gives a couple more days to prepare and hopefully learn from the mistakes that we had on Saturday. And I think our biggest issue was for whatever reason, we just didn't play overly hard on Saturday. And that was disappointing just because we felt, you know, in our previous three games that we played really hard and we competed the whole time and for 40 minutes, and we just felt like we didn't do that. So we got after it quite a bit the last few days of practice and had some pretty intense practices, and hopefully that'll pay off.
I know you had some guys that just weren't feeling well last weekend. Did that play any factor?
I don't know. You know, you hate to say it did. We had a few guys that missed some practice because they were sick, and had another guy that was sick in practice, Tyler. I don't think he ever gets sick. He's just going to gut it out no matter what. So
yeah,
I don't think you can use that as an excuse. You know, they're college basketball players. You know, you got to be able to fight through some stuff like that. And obviously, you're going to have we always say if you're sick and can't practice, you know, we don't want you to practice. Don't come in and be bad or go 50%. If you come to practice, we want you to practice. So if you're sick and don't feel like you can go, don't practice. But I think, you know, I like to believe most of our guys want to be out there and kind of feel like they're letting their guys down if they miss a lot. So I don't think we can use it as an excuse. But I do know that we know everybody's been practicing the last few days, and we've had some good practices. So hopefully we'll play well tonight.
I guess you almost have to consider that part of the season. I mean, we talk about the dog days of the season, but it seems like every team, you kind of have a run of illness during some point in the season, and it's kind of something you just have to assume we're going to have to fight through that at some point.
Yeah, it seems like it happens. Like you said, it happens all the time. It seems like every year. So hopefully that's gone and behind us now. And we're done with it.
this Nebraska Kearney team sounds like they're an improved team anyway. What are some of the things that you're seeing better out of this team?
They shoot the ball extremely well. They're much better offensively than they were last year. Connor Baronic is a 6'5". Sophomore transfer for them that's playing really well. He's averaging 20 points a game. I want to say he leads the league in scoring, but shoots it well. He can put it on the floor. He's a tough matchup, and obviously we saw Saturday we had a tough matchup as well and didn't do very good. So hopefully we can adjust and play him a lot better than we did Gibbs on Saturday.
Just seems like with what we have seen so far this year, if you guys do come out with the effort, they've got the talent, the ability, the preparation, they've got all the tools, it does kind of come down to the energy level.
Yeah, it does, and that's the main thing. You know, we went back and looked at it, you know, X's and O's, you know, here's, you know, we missed on some things here, but when it comes down to it, you know, it's playing with that energy. That's something you can bring every day, and we feel like if we don't shoot the ball well on any given night, you know, if we can get some extra chance points, offensive rebounds, crashing the boards hard, get back in transition defense, you do the little things every night. You know, we can beat any team in the league. But at the same time, if you don't play hard, there's not one team in this league that can't beat us as well on the other end of that. So we just got to bring it. Like you said, play hard, play with energy. We kind of told them today, you know, you got to play this like it's a championship game, like it's your last game. There's no tomorrow. We're not looking at it next day or down the road, what's going on next week. We're here now, and this is a huge game for us.
Now, they obviously, Nebraska Kearney, plays well here at home. And for us who have been around for a while, you know, we're still getting used to surroundings, not having been here a lot. But is it as big a deal as a player? Because obviously players, I mean, the most they're going to play in a gym is maybe four times. You know, is it as big of a deal for a player being in an environment like this, getting used to the gym, that sort of thing?
I don't think it's a huge deal just because you see so many different places. And we came in here yesterday and practiced last night, and then we had shoot around today. So we've already been in here twice since, you know, we're not just showing up and coming to the gym and playing. And obviously haven't played here last year, so I don't think it's a huge issue. It's, you know, obviously they're more comfortable because they're playing at home and they're used to being here and their rims. And we talked about earlier, you know, there's a video board behind the wing, which is kind of a different look. But they're just little things like that they're probably used to. I don't think it's a huge deal.
All right, Austin, get one tonight.
Okay, thanks, Matt.
That's Austin Meyer, Northwest Missouri State men's assistant. They'll face University of Nebraska Kearney later on this evening. We're at the half of the women's matchup, 39-25. Northwest with the lead over the Lopers. We'll look at some of the first half numbers after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R.J. Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com.
Support for today's game comes from Taco John's at 1015 South Main in Maryville. Serving breakfast and dinner, Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday from 7 a.m. until midnight and until 2 a.m. Friday and Saturday. More at tacojohns.com.
Bearcat radio broadcasts are brought to you by the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information available at northwestbearcats.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph.
It never stops. There's always action.
The Bearcat Halftime Report, supported by Tri-State Ford and Lincoln.
39-25, the lead for the Northwest Missouri State women at the half over Nebraska Kearney. Look at scoring from the first half for Northwest. 15 points out of Ariel Easton. She was 6 of 10 from the field, 2 of 4 from three-point range, had 4 rebounds and 3 assists to go along with that as well. Annie Matthews, 8 first-half points, 9 rebounds in the first half. She was 4 of 4 at the free throw line, 2 of 3 from the field. 5 points apiece for Timber Schechinger and Ashley Nelson. Nelson and Schechinger both going 1 of 1 from three-point range. 4 first-half points out of Meredith Scott and a couple of points for Alexandria Blarock as well. For Nebraska Kearney, leading the way in scoring for them with 5 points was Nicole Arp. Arp 2 of 7 from the field, 1 of 4 from three-point range. 4 points for two different players off the bench, Sydney Seeberger and Riley Bowser, each with 4. 3 points apiece for Shelby Zimmerman and Amara Williams. Zimmerman, 1 of 2 from three-point range. She also led the team with 5 first half. Rebounds. 2 points apiece for Laramie Lewis, Sarah Hicks, and Kelsey Fitzgerald for Nebraska Kearney as well. Team totals, Northwest shooting 54% from the field. They were 15 of 28 as a team, 4 of 6 from three-point range and 5 of 8 at the free throw line. For Nebraska Kearney, a bit of a different story. 27% shooting in the first half, 11 of 41 overall, 2 of 9 from three-point range, and 1 of 4 from the free throw line. The Bearcats right now out rebounding Nebraska Kearney 25 to 22. 10 turnovers for the Cats in the first half, and Nebraska Kearney turned that into 12 points. 5 first half turnovers for Nebraska Kearney, but Northwest able to turn those into 7 points. So it all adds up to a 39-25 lead for the Northwest Missouri State women over the University of Nebraska Kearney. We'll take a timeout, come back with second half action after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Come on now, let's go! Come on now, let's go!
The Bearcat Halftime Report, underwritten by Tri-State Ford and Lincoln.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating their 50th anniversary, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. 660-582-3104.
Northwest Missouri State University's Department of Health and Human Services offers programs ranging from physical education to coaching to dietetics and parks management. Learn more today at www.nwmissouri.edu.
Back at the Health and Sports Center in Kearney, Nebraska, as we're about ready for second half action of this women's matchup. Northwest Missouri State and Nebraska Kearney, our doubleheader. We've got a doubleheader coming from Topeka, Kansas on Saturday along the Bearcat Radio Network, Northwest Missouri State and Washburn. Before we get the second half started here, let's go ahead and pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Bearcats back to their starting lineup to start this second half. That includes Ariel Easton, Ashley Nelson, Monique Stevens, Shelby Mustaine, and Annie Matthews. And for Monique Stevens in that first half, just 3 minutes of action, obviously a lot fewer than what you would typically see. She get picked up 2 very early fouls, and coach did not want to see her pick up a third. And when Northwest went on that 17-0 run while Stevens was on the bench, they had a combination in that allowed him to keep her over on that bench. But she should have some fresh legs here for the second half. Nebraska Kearney will start with the basketball working right to left as Arp takes the inbound near midcourt. She brings it to the top of the key to Williams at the high post. Williams spins, goes down the lane, spins into the lane, up with a hook shot, and it's good for Amara Williams. It's 5 points for Williams, half of her season average, and it's a 39-27 game. Northwest Missouri State with the lead in the ball. Stevens over to the right side on the wing, spins, brings it toward the top of the key, gets a pass there for Mustaine. Now to the left wing for Easton. Easton gets a screen from Mustaine, takes a dribble underneath, tried to go to Stevens, cutting to the basket, but overthrows the pass. It goes out of bounds, and we'll go back to Nebraska Kearney. 39-27, the Northwest women's lead. Neither team scoring on their first possession of this second half. Art brings it out top of the key for Zimmerman. Down low for Williams. Shot off the glass. Good for Amara Williams. So, looks like Nebraska Kearney's going to try to pound it inside to Williams. As she has taken it the first 2 possessions and gotten shots inside as Mustaine now on the block for Northwest. Out to Stevens, right side. Brings it up to the wing. Skip across to the left. Nelson open. A 3 on the way. That's off the back of the rim. Rebound for Williams. Down low for the Lopers. Now out to Arp. Pushing it up the floor as always. Into the left corner she goes. Lewis back out to Arp. Brings it up to the wing with the dribble. Now down inside. Williams shot blocked away by Mustaine. She comes away with a rebound for Northwest. Shelby Mustaine on the season. 19 blocks leading Northwest in that category. Right side, Easton on the wing. Looking inside at Matthews. Brings it into the corner. Now out top, Nelson. Left side for Stevens. Stevens down toward the corner. Along the baseline. Up with a shot blocked by Williams. And Williams down with a rebound for the Lopers as well. Ahead to Art. Long pass down court. Lewis on the baseline. Now double team. Getting rid of it out top for Art. She's between the circles with it. Works it to the right side of the floor. Directs some traffic from there. gets Zimmerman out from inside the paint. Now into the corner. Lewis steps into a three. In and out and in for Laramie Lewis. Five for Lewis. Ninth three-pointer on the season. And it's a 39-32 game. Good start to the second half by Nebraska Kearney. Staying with it at the high post. Tried to go underneath. And Nelson throws it away. Arp with the steal. She'll push it up the floor, down the lane, over to the left side. A layup off the glass by Sarah Hicks is good. And she draws a foul. We'll go to the free throw line and a chance for a three-point play. The third foul against Monique Stevens. 4 points for Hicks. She'll have a chance to make it five and a timeout for Northwest. 17:50 to play. 39-34. Northwest with a lead over Nebraska Kearney. We are back in a minute. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's Bearcat Radio broadcast is sponsored by Hy-Vee. Located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank. Serving Northwest Missouri for 145 years, Nottoway Valley Bank now offers its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville. Located at 1528 South Main Street, Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800. And we're back in Kearney, 17:50 to play in the first half. 39-34, the lead for Northwest Missouri State. And Northwest took a timeout. They got the timeout. Both teams got back out on the floor, and now they're saying it's the media timeout. That's a first.
Yeah, I think they got charged as a 30-second timeout to start with, and they went to the minute, but still... with that first time out of the half, but it didn't get credited over at the scores table.
Yeah, and typically in the second half, the first, just like you said, the first timeout taken by a team is charged to 30 and is a full, and that's what we did. And then both teams got back out onto the court, and the officials came over and said, okay, now the media timeout. So we basically are getting two timeouts in a row here, and that's something that never seen before.
No. Well, every so often you see, as happens during the year, we see a little something new every time. So,
17:50 to play. It's a 39-34 game. The Lopers out to a good start in the second half. A message from Coach Smith in the first of the two timeouts was just basically to let his team know, hey, yeah, we had a good first half, had a big lead at the half, but we got to play 20 more minutes of basketball, and that's the big key right now.
Yeah, just keep that intensity level up that they had there from about the midpoint of the first half on through, and again, continue to stay focused on offense, don't turn the ball over, work for the good shot inside. That shot will be there, and they just kind of work at Nebraska Kearney, but they kind of got away from that starting out the second half, so hopefully with the extended timeout here, they'll be able to get back on track.
So both teams head back out on the floor again. And the third foul on Monique Stevens. She picked up, she's her foul per minute average tonight, not great. She's had three fouls in 4 minutes of action so far. Free throw out of the timeout by Sarah Hicks is good. They'll give her 5 points in the ball game. And it's a four-point lead for Northwest. Pass ahead for Ashley Nelson into the lane. Up with the shot. Had her arm grabbed. No call. Rebound goes into the corner, and Matthews will chase it down. Out top for Nelson. Left open. Takes a three. That's off the left side of the rim. Rebound tipped. It's off the fingertips of Timber Schechinger and out of bounds. So Nebraska Kearney will have the basketball. Nicole Art brings it up the floor on the right side. On the wing with it, out top of the key, Zimmerman. Inside to Williams. Williams up with the shot off the glass, no good. Rebound tapped out by Nebraska Kearney. Arp comes down with it. In top of the key is Zimmerman. Into the right corner, Laramie Lewis. Up to Arp. Arp dribbling with it on the wing, guarded by Ariel Easton. Brings it out top for Zimmerman. Zimmerman will go on the drive. Layup on the left side is good for Shelby Zimmerman. 5 points for Zimmerman. And a 12-0 run to start this second half by Nebraska Kearney. in the left corner. Schechinger up on the wing for Stevens, inside to Matthews. Matthews now triple team, trying to get away from that, spins, and a reach-in foul will be called on Amara Williams. That'll be the second on Williams, first foul of this second half against Nebraska Kearney. So an inbound for Northwest on the baseline left, 16:45 to play. Cats still looking for their first points of the second half. Inbound to Schechinger, layup on the left, and there they are. Schechinger hits the shot, 7 for her. Northwest up by 4, quickly up the floor. Laramie Lewis has the ball go through her hands, out of bounds on the baseline. She tried to save it inbounds, but Northwest Missouri State, either way, will get it back. Stevens takes the inbound. Lewis tried to get a steal, now backs off. And Stevens will work it over to the right side. Nelson into the corner for Schechinger. Up on the wing, Stevens to the free throw line for Matthews. Easton over to the left side of the floor now, Nelson. Back up to Easton. She'll bring it to the top of the key, over to Nelson, left wing in the corner for Schechinger. Easton on the wing, takes a dribble. Up with a 17-footer off the front of the rim, no good. Schechinger with the rebound for Northwest. Out to the right side, Nelson, now between the circles. Easton back over to Nelson, skip across left side, Stevens. Fakes on the three, goes on the drive. On to the right side, Nelson. One more pass. Easton open for three. That's off the back of the rim. Long rebound for Laramie Lewis. She'll push it up the floor ahead to Arp. Arp in the lane. Up with the shot. Tipped, but no good. Rebound for Annie Matthews. And Matthews draws the foul as that is her 10th rebound of the game. Nicole Arp called for her first foul. Second team foul against Nebraska Kearney, so Northwest Missouri State will have it. 15:45 to play. 41-37 the lead for the Northwest women. Now they pass to the right side, tipped out of bounds by Sarah Hicks. So Northwest will inbound. Right in front of us. Ashley Nelson will step out to trigger it in. Gets it into Stevens. She'll bring it over to the left to Easton. On the wing, now to Nelson in the corner. Drive along the baseline, and the ball taken away. And ahead to Arp. Arp had to dive after it to Williams. Williams gets it ahead to Lewis. Lewis into lane, a two-on-one bounce pass, and Stevens got a foot on it. So she'll be called for the kick, but that'll allow Northwest to get back defensively as Riley Bowser checks in for Nebraska Kearney. Merity Scott will come into the lineup for Northwest as Ashley Nelson goes to the sideline. 15:26 to go, 41-37 Northwest lead. Inbound into the left corner for Zimmerman. Swings around to Art. Art with a pass inside to Zimmerman. Shot no good. May have been tipped by Schechinger, but Northwest out of there with the basketball. Stevens brings it to the right side. Into the corner for Scott. It was tipped by Hicks, but then off the fingertips of Scott and out of bounds. So the turnover will give it back to Nebraska Kearney. Art will bring it up the floor for the Lopers. Working it between the circles, calls out the offense. Now dribbles over toward the right sideline. Out top for Williams, and a foul away from the ball. This will go against Timber Schechinger. That'll be the third on Schechinger. Second team foul against Northwest. And now we've got another timeout. 14:59 to go. 41-37, Northwest Missouri State. We will be back to Kearney, Nebraska in a minute. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanbury.
Today's game is being underwritten by O'Malley Beverage in St. Joseph, Missouri. O'Malley is the region's supplier of Anheuser-Busch products and would like to remind you to drink responsibly and to always designate a driver. More information at anheuserbusch.com.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or at 660-582-3677.
Back at the Health and Sports Center in Nebraska, Kearney, 14:59 to play in the women's matchup. Northwest Missouri State with a 41-37 lead over Nebraska Kearney. UNO scored the first 12 points of this second half. Northwest had a 17-0 run back in the first half. Really took both teams a little time to get started offensively in the start of the ball game. Inside it goes to Zimmerman. Out of the break, she's up with the shot off the glass, and it's good for Shelby Zimmerman. Seven for Zimmerman. Northwest Missouri State now leading by just two. Now between the circles is Monique Stevens. Into the corner for Schechinger. Schechinger along the baseline on the drive. Up with the runner. Off the glass, no. Williams with the rebound for Nebraska Kearney. To Art. She's across midcourt. Down the right side of the lane. Up with the runner. Off the side of the backboard. The rebound, though, off the fingertips of Monique Stevens. And it will belong to Nebraska Kearney. So the Lopers to inbound on the baseline left. Riley Bowser will step out to trigger it in. Bounce pass onto the right block. It goes for Hicks. Hicks guarded by Scott. Forces the shot. No good. Rebound to the floor. Matthews down after it. And a foul from behind. As Annie Matthews cleared the rebound. Sarah Hicks trying to get a hold of the basketball. Called for her second three against the Lopers in this second half. And Northwest will have it. Bearcats up by two. Stevens across midcourt. Northwest did have a 14-point halftime lead. Just about 6 minutes into the second half now. As Schechinger gets it to Easton on the left wing. Out to Scott. Out the high post. Matthews into the left corner. Schechinger looks in at Matthews on the block now. She takes the dribble. Kicks it out to Easton. Shot fake on the three. On the drive to Matthews. Up with the shot. Draws the foul. This will go against Riley Bowser. It'll be the second on Bowser. And it will send Annie Matthews to the free throw line to shoot two. Coming into the ball game, Annie Matthews had only attempted 15 free throws. These will be attempts 5 and 6 on the night for Matthews.
Northwest has done a good job trying to get the ball inside to her, and there's been some good matchups. Now, she gives up a little bit of height from time to time in there, but not quickness. She's been able to make a nice pivot move toward the bucket once she gets it in the post and get around her defender, and it's been drawing some fouls and getting her to the free throw line.
She hit the first free throw. The second one goes as well. So 6 of 6 now at the free throw line for Annie Matthews. And she's got a double-double. 10 points and 11 rebounds so far for Matthews. Zimmerman at the top of the key. On to the left side and a drive by Bowser. Into the corner for Arp. Up on the wing, Seaberger takes a three. That's too strong. Rebound in for Bowser. Brings it out to Seaberger. Now we'll give it up to Arp. And Nebraska Kearney will reset the offense. Sliding over to the right side, Art will give it top of the key, Zimmerman. Left side for Bowser. Down to the baseline on the drive, cut off by Scott. Brings it out top of the key for Seaberger. Over to Zimmerman on the right side. Zimmerman looks up at the clock. They've got 10 on the shot clock to Art between the circles. Art still dribbling with it. Will put up a three from the top of the key. That's too strong. Rebound underneath for Meredith Scott. Outlet to Stevens. Bearcats up by four. On the right side, Nelson. Out top it goes to Scott. Left side, Schechinger. Into the corner for Stevens. 13:05 to play. Stevens will bring it up to the wing. Inside to Matthews. Out to the right wing for Nelson. On the drive with it. Stripped to the ball. She tries to go up with a shot. Art knocks it out of bounds. So an inbound for Northwest. Baseline right. 13 seconds to work with on the shot clock. Stevens will step back and inbound it for Northwest. Looked in at Schechinger, not there. Instead to Scott, now to Matthews. Over to Schechinger on the left side, out on the perimeter. Hands it for Stevens. She'll take a three. Got it. Nothing but net for Monique Stevens. Her first points of the ball game. 14-3 of the season for Stevens. Down to the left baseline. Seaberger on the drive. The runner off the glass is good for Sydney Seaberger. Six for her. 46-41 Northwest Missouri State with the lead in the ball. 12.5 minutes to play. Stevens over to the right side for Nelson. Now on the baseline, Schechinger on the backdoor cut, reverse layup, no good. Rebound for Zimmerman down low for Nebraska Kearney. Ahead to Arp. Arp into the lane. Kicks it into the corner, Seaberger. She'll bring it at top of the key for Zimmerman. Over to the left side for Bowser. Bowser with one dribble. Skips it across right side for Arp. Three-pointer on the way. Off the front of the rim. Rebound for Stevens. This time she'll push it up the floor, left side. Bowser reached back, tipped it, but Stevens keeps control. Ahead to Matthews, who was wide open, but the pass overthrown, sails out of bounds, and it will go back to Nebraska Kearney. Shelby Mustaine, Ariel Easton, and Alexandria Blarock check into the lineup for Northwest. Matthews, Schechinger, and Stevens to the sideline. Alexa Hogberg into the ball game for the Lopers, along with Kelsey Fitzgerald. Hogberg will bring it up the floor. Picked up by Easton, top of the key. Works it over the left wing with the dribble. Now top for Seeberger. Fakes left, goes right, down the lane. The runner off the glass. Good for Sydney Seeberger. She had 4 points in the first half. She's got four already in the second half. Eight for the game. 11:40 to go. Northwest up by three. In the right corner is Scott. Brings it out to Easton. Guarded by Hogberg. Works it back over to Scott on the right wing. Looked underneath to Blaurock. Now gets it to her in the corner. Drive on the baseline. Blaurock up with a shot. Nice drive by Alexandria Blaurock. She knocks it down. 4 points for her. Back to a five-point Bearcat lead. On the left side, on the wing. Bowser to the top of the key. Zimmerman thought about the long shot. Instead on the drive. Shot up and good. Over Shelby Mustaine. Shelby Zimmerman with nine in the ball game. 48-45, Northwest with a lead in the ball. 11 minutes to play. In the right corner, Blaurock brings it out to the wing for Easton. Now inside Mustaine. A couple of dribbles for her. She's double-teamed. Tried to go up the shot. A held ball and a possession arrow. We'll give it to Northwest Missouri State. Chantel Thomas checks in. And Northwest will inbound with 17 seconds on the shot clock. Easton gets the bounce pass into Nelson, who goes up with a shot and draws the foul. This will go against Riley Bowser. So that's three on Bowser. Already five fouls against Nebraska Kearney in the second half. So Nelson goes to the line to shoot two. Nelson, 5 points in the ballgame so far. She had a three in the first half. Her first free throw here is good. She's now one of two at the free throw line. Laramie Lewis back into the ball game as Bowser goes to the sideline. And a second free throw coming for Ashley Nelson. And that one rattles down. Seven now for Ashley Nelson. Northwest up 50-45. Hogberg ahead on to Seeberger in the right corner. Now inside Thomas. Tried to get a pass to Kelsey Fitzgerald, cutting down the lane. The ball knocked away and out of bounds on the baseline. So Nebraska Kearney will inbound. 10:47 to go. Inbound for Lewis on the baseline right. Bounce pass into Fitzgerald, taken away by Scott. She'll lead the break up the right sideline. Hesitates as she gets across the timeline to Easton, now middle of the floor. Easton backs it out, sets the half-court offense. Works it over to the right side, taken away by Hogberg. Hogberg the other way, one-on-one with Nelson. The layup off the glass, no good. Rebound Lewis, the follow is good.
Turnovers really what hurts Northwest tonight. That for Northwest, their 15th turnover, I believe, and also for Kearney team, they turn those in as points, 19 points off turnovers.
Easton on the drive, misses the shot. Lewis with the rebound, a three-point Bearcat lead. Lewis on the drive, kick to Hogberg. 18-footer is good for Alexa Hogberg, her first points, and it's a one-point game. Northwest still with that lead as we go inside 10 minutes to play. Into Mustaine at the high post. Out to the right side for Scott. Gets a screen from Mustaine to the free throw line. Now to the left side over to Blaurock on the block. One dribble to Mustaine. Over to the right side for Easton. Easton with 10 on the shot clock. Dribbles up to the wing. Down to the baseline. Blaurock up with a 15-footer. That rattles out. Mustaine the rebounder. Follow is knocked away. Thomas and Mustaine fighting for it. And Lewis with the loose ball. Ahead to Seeberger, who steps on the sideline. And that'll give it back to Northwest after a timeout. 50-49, Northwest Missouri State clinging to a lead over Nebraska Kearney. 9:33 to play. We're back in a minute. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center and the Prinery House. More information at conceptionabbey.org. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating their 50th anniversary, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. 660-582-3104.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery. Now located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville, the Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
The Health and Sports Center in Kearney, Nebraska. 9:33 to play in the women's matchup between Northwest Missouri State and the University of Nebraska Kearney. 50-49, Northwest with the lead, but they are clinging to that lead right now.
Yeah, really very fortunate to have the lead going back to turnover, something we've been talking about throughout this game. You look at the latest update stat-wise here for Northwest. They've committed in this game 17 turnovers compared to just 8 for Nebraska Kearney, and Kearney really taking advantage of that right now, scoring 23 points off of turnovers, and that's really the thing that's keeping them in this game, obviously.
Out to the left elbow. Manny Matthews with it for Northwest. Tried to hand it to Nelson. Gets it to her. Now into the left corner. Scott on the drive. Up with the runner. It's off the back of the rim. Williams the rebound for Nebraska Kearney. And she will be fouled. This one will go against Annie Matthews. That'll be the first on Matthews. And Nebraska Kearney with a chance here to take a lead for the first time since before the 17-0 run by Northwest, which they started at about the 11.5 minute mark of the first half. Right side, Seaburger with it on the wing. Tries to go inside. The ball knocked away by Nelson. Saved inbounds, but Williams picks it up for Nebraska Kearney. Over to the right side for Seaburger. Brings it around to the left for Hogberg. Now across right, Seaburger takes a three, and it's good. Sydney Seaburger with her first three of the game. 11 points for her. Seven of those in this second half, and it's a Nebraska Kearney lead, 52-50. Scott between the circles. The high post for Matthews. A shot fake and a drive by Matthews. Now double team. Spins. Kicks it out. Lewis missed the steal. It goes to Scott. Over to the left side for Nelson. Ginther sets the screen. Nelson at the top of the key down the lane. Tries to go to Matthews when she had an open layup, and it's taken away. Lewis with the steal. Brings it up the right side. Down the lane. Up with a shot. Blocked away by Ginther, who comes away with a rebound. Now gives it up to Stevens, and Stevens will slow it up for Northwest. Lewis backpedals in front of her defensively. Over to the right side. Stevens gets it between the circles for Scott. Scott will work it to the left on the wing. Crossover dribble down to the baseline. Up with the shot. Knocked away. It goes out of bounds. It's off of Williams, and Northwest will inbound with 11 seconds on the shot clock. Harry Leaston back into the game. Nelson to the sideline. Nicole Art also checks back in for Nebraska Kearney. Stevens will inbound for the Cats. Still looking. Now out top of the key for Matthews. Over to the right wing, Easton on the drive. Blows right by Lewis and hits the layup. Saw Ariel Easton turn it on during that 17-0 run. That's her first points of this second half. Ties it at 52 inside to Williams. Shot off the glass is good for Amara Williams. It's 9 for Williams, a 2-point Loper lead. Over to the left side with it on the wing is Stevens. She'll bring it out top of the key, Easton. Easton onto the right side, goes on the drive. The runner blocked away by Williams, goes out of bounds off of Easton, and it will belong to Nebraska Kearney. Timber Schechinger will come into the lineup for Northwest. Meredy Scott will go to the sideline. Sarah Hicks back in for Nebraska Kearney. Sydney Seaburger to the sideline. Morty Lopers. Arp will bring it up the floor. Easton will pick her up defensively. Arp over to the left side. Now between the circles, gives it up for Fitzgerald. On the right side, Hicks back to Fitzgerald. Down inside, up with a shot, and it's good. On the give and go for Kelsey Fitzgerald. It's 4 for Fitzgerald. That's the lead for Nebraska Kearney. 7:14 to go. Stevens over to the right side. She's got it on the wing. Top of the key for Matthews. Matthews backs it out, works it over to Easton on the right. Easton back up top. On to the right side for Stevens. Stevens steps back, takes a three. That's off the right side of the rim. Rebound inside for Kelsey Fitzgerald. Ahead on the right, Lewis. Now to Art running the floor. The easy open layup is good for Nicole Art. That's 7 for Art, and it is a 6-point lead matching the biggest of the game for Nebraska Kearney. Again, they started this half scoring the first 12 points of the half. 6:36 to play. Matthews at the right elbow, down the lane. Up with the shot over Williams. Too strong. Rebound tipped by Easton. Chased down by Lewis. Gives it over for Arp. Arp didn't have the number. She'll back it out on the left wing. Now into the corner with it. Hits it up on the wing for Hicks. Top of the key, Fitzgerald. Over to the right for Lewis. She's got it on the wing. Now underneath. Cutting across the lane and hitting the shot is Hicks. And Hicks draws the foul. She's going to get a 3-point play opportunity for Nebraska Kearney. Foul on Ariel Easton is her first. team's fourth, and we are seeing a completely different half of basketball here.
Oh, we certainly are. The first half, Nebraska Kearney missed some of their layups and some of their easy shots that they had, but Northwest, I think, was playing much better defense in the half. Here in the last several minutes, you're seeing Nebraska Kearney pound the ball inside, getting some good looks in for some very high percentage shots and taking advantage of it.
Free throw by Hicks, too strong. Rebound for Annie Matthews. 60-52, the biggest lead of the game for Nebraska Kearney. 6:07 to play. Stevens works it over to the right side. Now to Easton between the circles. Easton with the bounce pass to the high post for Blarock. Tipped away, but Blarock chases it down. Now to McEnany. On to the right side for Stevens. She'll go on the drive. Give it up for Blarock. Blarock spins in the lane to Matthews at the high post. 15-footer, no good. And the rebound inside for Laramie Lewis. Lewis will work it ahead to Hicks on the right side. Hicks skips it across into the paint, and the shot up and good by Kelsey Fitzgerald. Six for Fitzgerald and a double-digit lead now for Nebraska Kearney. Across midcourt comes Monique Stevens. Works it over to the right side in the corner for Blarock. Blarock brings it up to the wing for Easton. Easton inside Matthews. A dribble, a shot blocked away by Williams. Williams had it knocked away. It goes out of bounds off of Ariel Easton. And it will belong to Nebraska Kearney. Coach Smith not at all happy that there was no foul call on that block by Williams. Arp will bring it across midcourt on the right side. Over to the sideline for Lewis. Lewis with a crossover into the lane. Gives it up to Fitzgerald. Out of Williams. Skip out to Arp between the circles. 5:05 to go. Northwest down by 10. Over to the right side on the wing. Arp inside to Fitzgerald. Cutting down the lane. The pass off of her hand and out of bounds. So we'll go back to Northwest Missouri State after a timeout. 4:59 to go. 62-52. Nebraska Kearney with a lead over Northwest Missouri State. We're back in a minute. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R.J. Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
Support for today's game comes from Taco John's at 1015 South Main in Maryville. Serving breakfast and dinner, Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday from 7 a.m. until midnight and until 2 a.m. Friday and Saturday. More at TacoJohns.com.
Bearcat radio broadcasts are brought to you by the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information available at NorthwestBearcats.com.
Back at the Health and Sports Center in Kearney, Nebraska, 4:59 to play. It's a 62-52 lead for Nebraska Kearney. This after Northwest led by 14 at the half.
Bearcats had a nice 17-0 run in the first half to take that lead, and really looked like they had things going their way going into halftime. But unfortunately, this UNK team really regrouped at halftime, started to being a little more patient, getting some good looks inside, and really taking advantage, getting better percentage shots in the second half. And Northwest, on the other hand, a few too many turnovers resulting at points at the other end as well.
So Northwest with the basketball, and now they'll give it right to Nebraska Kearney as Monique Stevens gets overextended and is called for the travel. So another turnover for Northwest. And Nicole Hart will bring it up the floor for the Lopers. Out to Fitzgerald, top of the key. Over to the left side for Lewis. Now to Williams. Williams on to the right for Arp. She'll bring it out between the circles. Arp back over to the right side. On the wing with it. Top of the key for Fitzgerald. 10 on the shot clock as the Lopers start working the clock here, leading by 10. Over to the right, Arp has it taken away. Easton gets the steal. She'll have the layup the other way for Northwest. Ariel Easton with 19, but just 4 of those in this second half. And it's an 8-point lead for Nebraska Kearney. Arp out to Fitzgerald, top of the key. On to the left side for Lewis. Lewis to the top of the key for Williams. On to the right side. Hicks holding it above her head. We'll skip it across to the left side for Lewis. Now Lewis will launch a three. That one in and out, no good. Rebound to the floor, picked up by Blarock. Gives it to McEnany. Now to Stevens across midcourt on the left side. On the wing. Bounce pass to the high post for Matthews. She squares, gets it out to Easton right side. On the drive, Easton up with a shot. Bump. Now the foul will be called on Amara Williams. That'll be the third on Williams.
Another big difference for Northwest in the second half. After shooting nearly 54% from the field in the first half, they're shooting 24% right now, 5 of 21 overall. And then at the three-point range, just 1 of 5 in the second half. In that first half during that run, they were 4 of 6 from my three-point range.
Easton misses the first of her two free throw attempts. Shelby Zimmerman back into the game for Nebraska Kearney. For Northwest, Timber Schechinger, Ashley Nelson onto the floor. And now Easton will take the second free throw, and that one is good. So 20 points for Ariel Easton, 62-55. Nebraska Kearney with the lead in the ball. Now at midcourt, a nearly backcourt violation, but Hicks able to keep it in the front court. 3:34 to go. To the top of the key for Zimmerman, onto the left side for Arp. Good recovery, Easton went for the steal, didn't get it, but got back. Lewis over to the right side for Zimmerman. Zimmerman with a bounce pass down to the baseline for Arp. She'll bring it out to the wing. Nebraska Kearney is running a stall offense. Now Arp will trip. And unfortunately, this means a foul call against Ariel Easton when Easton was really in good defensive position.
Yeah, just doing what you expect out of her on defense there. Just unfortunately, got her foot in the wrong spot and got called for the trip.
So reset of the shot clock, inbound to Williams. Turnaround jumper, no good. Rebound tipped and out of bounds on the baseline, and it will belong to Nebraska Kearney. Off of Alexandria Blaurock. 3:13 to go, a 7-point lead for the Lopers. They've been trying to eat up clock here the last few trips down the floor. Lewis with the inbound pass. It goes to Zimmerman, who falls to the floor, sits on the ball for a moment, and a help ball called as Easton is able to reach down and get her hand on the ball, but the possession arrow gives it to Nebraska Kearney. So another inbound coming for the Lopers on the baseline right. Trying to line up along the right side. Two officials chatting here, I'm sure, discussing whether the shot clock will be reset. It will not. It's 6-26 to Arp in the corner. Brings it out to the top of the key. Now to the right side for Zimmerman. On the wing. Skip across to the left. Hicks puts it on the floor. Brings it back. Now over to the right. Zimmerman takes a three. That's off the back of the rim. Long rebound for Timber Schechinger, who is fouled by Zimmerman from behind. That'll be the second on Zimmerman. 17 foul. Free throws coming up. We pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Schechinger with a one-on-one opportunity. Free throw on the way is good for Schechinger. She'll get the second chance. A 73% free throw shooter at the line. It's her first trip there tonight. Second free throw by Schechinger is off the back of the rim, and the rebound to Laramie Lewis. Under 3 minutes to go. It's a 6-point game. Nebraska Kearney with the lead. Zimmerman at the top of the key. Over to the left side on the wing for Hicks. Back up top this time for Williams. Williams needs to get rid of it. Does so does Zimmerman at the high post left. And now away from the ball. A foul call as Williams tried to get position inside. Annie Matthews called for her second. 16th foul and a timeout for Nebraska Kearney. Again, a 6-point game. The Lopers with a lead over Northwest Missouri State. 2:42 to go. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or at 660-582-3677.
Today's Bearcat Radio broadcast is sponsored by Hy-Vee. Located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191.
2:42 to go, 62-56. Nebraska Kearney with the lead over the Northwest Missouri State women. This one not out of reach. The Northwest has improved a little bit from what we've seen most of this second half, but they're going to have to make some plays down the stretch here.
Yeah, they need to get force a few turnovers out of Nebraska Kearney, which has taken care of the basketball pretty well, and also at the other end, hopefully get to the free throw line.
Quick inbound to Arp. Her shot no good, but they call a foul on the shot. Late foul call here. And this one will go on Ariel Easton. That'll be the third on Easton. Seventh team foul and two free throw opportunities for Nicole Arp. First trip to the line for Arp, a 64% free throw shooter. And the first one is good. 8 points for Art, playing in her hometown of Kearney, Nebraska. 5'6 senior for the Lopers. Second free throw is good. Makes it an 8-point game. Nebraska Kearney with a lead. Northwest Missouri State with a basketball. 2:38 to go. Easton across the timeline. Brings it over to the right. Hands it for Nelson. Nelson at the top of the key. Around to the left side to the baseline. Stops up with a shot, and it's good for Ashley Nelson. 9 for Nelson. Arp works it ahead on the left for Hicks. Hicks will bring it to the top of the key. A 6-point lead for Nebraska Kearney. Hicks lobs it in for Williams. Brings it down. Goes up with a shot and hits it. 11 for Williams. She scored 8 of those 11 in this second half. 66-58, the lead for Nebraska Kearney. Easton with it. Over to the right side. Gets it out. Top of the key for Schechinger. Schechinger on to Easton. Up with the 3. In and out. No good. Rebound tip by Schechinger. Goes out of bounds. And Northwest will take a timeout. 66-58. Nebraska Kearney's lead over Northwest Missouri State. 1:55 to go. We're back to Kearney, Nebraska in a minute. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanbury.
Support for today's game comes in part from McDonald's in Maryville. McDonald's is open 24 hours every day and now serves a limited breakfast menu beginning at midnight. McDonald's, located at the intersection of South Avenue and South Main Street in Maryville.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com.
Back at the Health and Sports Center with Northwest Missouri State, down by 8, 66-58 with 1:55 to play. And coming out of the timeout, Nebraska Kearney will inbound the basketball. Inbound will come to Arp, full court pressure. And Arp will get it ahead to Hicks. Hicks to Lewis as they break the pressure easily. Now we'll work some clock. Over to Arp. Arp backs it out, well beyond the arc. Lobs it in for Williams. Williams up with the shot, no good. Got the rebound, follow is good. They made a big change at halftime, pounding it inside to Williams, and that's been a difference for the Lopers. Over to the left side, Nelson with it. Bearcats down by 10, a minute and a half to go. Right side for Blahrock. Drive down to the baseline, gets it up to Matthews, tipped out of her hands and picked up by Williams. Gets it ahead to Zimmerman, who initially didn't see the ball coming her way, but is able to stop and pick it up. Gets it over for Arp. Arp now to Zimmerman. Northwest trying to get a foul here, and Ashley Nelson will do that. It'll be her first. Team's 8th, so a 1-1 opportunity with a minute 13 to go, and Shelby Zimmerman steps to the line. Zimmerman, the leading scorer for Nebraska Kearney, averaging 12 points a game, but just a 62% free throw shooter. Meredith Scott will come into the lineup in place of Blahrock. .113 to go. Right now a 10-point lead for Nebraska Kearney. Free throw is up and good for Zimmerman, so she'll get a second opportunity. She's into double-digit scoring now with 10. Second free throw for the senior out of Beatrice is good. So a 12-point game, 70-58. The Lopers with a lead, 1:10 to go. Across midcourt comes Easton. Hands it right side to Nelson. Now over to the left side. Schechinger on the drive. The layup no good, but Williams called for a foul. That'll be the fourth on Williams. And two free throws for Timber Schechinger. Schechinger, one of two at the line. Those attempts coming earlier in this half. 1:01 to go. First free throw good. It's 9 for Timber Schechinger. Second free throw coming for the sophomore out of Manila, Iowa. And the second free throw is on the way. And that one no good. Williams with the rebound. The outlet is tipped by Easton, but Hicks comes down with it. Ahead to Arp on the right sideline. Now Art fouled from behind with 55 seconds to play. This one will go on Ariel Easton. That'll be the fourth on Easton. Ninth team foul. Denise McEnany and Ashley Ginther checking in for Northwest. Ashley Nelson and Annie Matthews to the sideline for the Cats. And Arp at the free throw line. She hit a couple just a moment ago. Front end of the 1-1 is off the back of the rim. Ginther the rebound. Now to Easton. Easton across midcourt with the dribble. Double team. Now has the ball knocked away. Goes on the drive. Pass tip. Schechinger able to get it to McEnany. Up with the 12-footer. Too strong. Rebound for Easton. Her follow no good. Rebound tapped out. Top of the key. Hicks comes out of there with it for Nebraska Kearney. And Hicks will dribble it up the floor as Easton will back off with a half a minute to go in an 11-point game with the Lopers up. Over to the left side to Arp. Arp will bring it out near midcourt. They will have to take at least one shot. 10 on the shot clock, 21 on the game clock. Right side, Arp with it. Arp over to the left side for Hicks. Hicks with a crossover. Up with the runner. Off the front of the rim, no good. She got the rebound, and now the Lopers can back it out and run the clock out. A very disappointing second half for Northwest Missouri State as Nebraska Kearney will pick up their third conference win of the season. 70-59, the final score. Nebraska Kearney comes back from a 14-point halftime deficit to win it by 11. We owe you a break before we go to our post game. We're back to Kearney, Nebraska in 30 seconds. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni. This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street. Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800.
Nebraska Kearney scores the first 12 points of the second half, pretty much erasing the 14-point halftime deficit. They eventually are able to build up to the 11-point win here tonight over Northwest Missouri State as the Bearcats fall to 4-8 on the season, 1-4 in the MIAA. The Lopers move to 6-7 overall and 3-4 in conference play. We're back with more from Kearney after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Championship Motors in Maryville. At 1528 South Main Street, Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or 660-582-8800. And from Nottoway Valley Bank. Serving Northwest Missouri for 145 years, Nottoway Valley Bank now offers its customers mobile banking services. More online at nvb.com. Support also comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699. Also from Maryville Hy-Vee, located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. St. Francis Hospital and Health Services has been providing health care for Northwest Missouri and Southwest Iowa for over 110 years. More at stfrancismaryville.com. And from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or at 660-582-3677. Support also comes from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanbury. Support also comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors.
Back in Kearney, Nebraska, Nebraska Kearney women with a win over Northwest Missouri State, 70-59 tonight. And John, we aren't kidding when we said it was a tale of two halves in this ball game. Two totally different halves of basketball.
Oh, no doubt about that. Northwest in the first half shot 54% from the field. They were 4-6 from three-point range. And then in the second half, just couldn't buy a bucket, shooting only 24%. They ended up 1-6 from three-point range. And really for both halves, too many turnovers. For Northwest, they went on that 17-0 run. And they were able to cut down on the turnovers at that point. They'd had seven before they went on that run, then turned it over only three more times the rest of the half. But for the game, they end up with 20 turnovers. UNK took advantage of that. 25 points off of those turnovers. And I think that's one of the big differences. Northwest going cold in the second half and also just giving too many looks to Nebraska Kearney tonight.
A 25-point turnaround in the second half as well, from a 14-point Northwest lead to the 11-point Loper win. We're back with the Extra Effort Award after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
It's time for this week's All That Jazz conversation with Northwest Missouri State President Dr. John Jasinski. This week, Dr. Jasinski talks with John Coffey about how the university saves energy.
We all know that budgets are tight everywhere in households, certainly in radio stations and across the university. And so anything we can do to be good stewards of the taxpayers' money, we will. But also from a pure savings perspective, you know, we are trying to conserve energy, et cetera, and we've been a long-time leader in that for, you know, multiple decades and so many people involved with that. But as we think back to the summer of 2012, only a year ago or so, we have realized a financial savings of about $600,000 thanks to the efforts of our facility services team. And it really comes down to operating our campus more efficiently and reducing energy costs across buildings, across a variety of uses. And as you mentioned, a lighting upgrade. And we really started that lighting upgrade last summer. And we've installed more energy-efficient lighting and control systems in our academic buildings, in our residence halls. And for listeners that know the campus, a couple of examples. One is the Student Rec Center. You know, that thing is used, as you well know, John. But we've put in 30% more light in there, so, you know, easier to see if you're making a basket or not. But also, we're using 25% less power. So very, very significant upgrade. And in the end, we're saving about $3,000 per year in energy savings in the rec center alone. But that it doesn't just stop at the rec center. It goes across all of our high-rise residential halls, the Lampkin Activity Center we've done, the Olive Duluth Fine Arts Building, and the some other buildings across campus.
That was Northwest Missouri State President Dr. John Jasinski.
The Bearcat Postgame Show. Postgame Show. Supported by Championship Motors.
Back in Kearney, Nebraska, Northwest Missouri State women with a loss tonight, 70-59 the final. It is time for our Extra Effort Award. And John, thanks to a great start in this ball game, we saw a double-double tonight out of Annie Matthews.
Annie just about had the double-double at the end of the first half. She ends up with 10 points, had 12 rebounds of this evening, also with a couple of steals. She was 6 of 6 at the free throw line, and overall, pretty good performance out of Annie. But unfortunately, Bearcats just couldn't quite get the win here tonight.
Ariel Easton leads the way in scoring with 20 points, and 13 points out of Amara Williams leads the way for Nebraska Kearney. But again, the Lopers with the win, 70-59 over Northwest Missouri State. The two men's teams getting ready for their matchup. We do the same when we come back. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Maryville Hy-Vee. Located at 1217 South Main in Maryville, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191. And from O'Malley Beverage in St. Joseph, Missouri. O'Malley is the region's supplier of Anheuser-Busch products and would like to remind you to enjoy them responsibly and to always designate a driver. More at anheuserbusch.com. Support also comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, now located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, custom screen printing, and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation. Also from Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center and the Printery House. More at conceptionabbey.org. And from Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph. Support also comes from St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com. Also from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanbury.
Forget about the crowds. The size of the school. And remember what got you here.
It's time for Northwest Missouri State Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network. Let's go courtside for tonight's game.
Good evening and welcome back to Kearney, Nebraska, the Health and Sports Center on the Nebraska-Kearney campus. It's game two of our doubleheader along the Bearcat Radio Network. The Northwest Missouri State men's basketball team coming in with an 8-5 overall record. They're 3-1 in MIAA play. Nebraska-Kearney comes in at 4-7 and 2-4 in the MIAA. Along with Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey, and Matt, this Northwest Missouri State men's team wants to get back on the winning track after a tough loss to Central Oklahoma.
Yeah, I think they really would have liked to still had Monday's game, the one that was posted. Phone just to get back on the court and try to bounce back and get that sour taste out of their mouth, but that opportunity sits in front of them now tonight, so hopefully they'll take that extra time of having to sit on that and take it out on the loafers tonight.
And for Northwest, coming in against the Nebraska Kearney team, very good on the offensive boards.
Yeah, and it's a very much improved team over what Nebraska Kearney was last year. Not only good on the offensive boards, but they shoot the basketball real well, especially here at home.
And again, it's Northwest and Nebraska Kearney as the two teams go through their pregame warmups. We'll be back and have more for you from Kearney, Nebraska, right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph. And from Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street, Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800. Support also comes from Maryville Hy-Vee. Located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information available in-store or at 660-582-2191. Also from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square, Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. You can find more information at 660-582-2699.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com. And from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanbury. Support also comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni. Also from Tri-State Ford in Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or at 660-582-3677.
I like basketball.
Basketball.
Definitely basketball.
The Bearcat Pregame Show. Pregame Show. Sponsored by Hy-Vee.
And welcome back to Kearney, Nebraska, Northwest Missouri State and Nebraska Kearney in game two of our doubleheader along the Bearcat Radio Network. Again, a little bit earlier tonight, the Nebraska Kearney women came back for a 70-59 win over the Northwest women. Man, when you look at this Nebraska Kearney team, a couple of things really stand out. They put some points on the board, averaging just over 79 points a game, but they're giving up 83 a contest, and she's been able to shoot over 50% from the field against them this year.
Yeah, the one thing is it's a team that, you know, you're probably not going to see the shot clock go real low. They're going to take a bunch of shots, and defensively, they kind of play defense to get back to offense. You see that from time to time. You know, for long-term success, it's probably not a great way to do it, but it does make sometimes for some exciting basketball to watch. But we'll see how they approach Northwest Missouri State tonight, and on the other side, how Northwest will approach them in that same vein.
All right, when we come back, we'll hear from the head coach of Bearcats, Ben McCollum, as he'll talk about tonight's matchup. That's coming up right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's Northwest Alumni Salute is brought to you by the Northwest Alumni Association. Information on membership benefits at 660-562-1248.
1968 graduate of Northwest Missouri State University, Mike Albatrop, arrived on the Maryville campus in 1964 and says there was one time of year that always stood out for him.
I always liked fall on campus. I remember that, and I enjoy coming back now because of the colors and the campus itself. It always brings back some good memories of fraternity events and homecoming and the activities around campus. There were just a lot of things where you had to be creative in your own entertainment, and we were, and we had a good time and learned a lot in the course of that too.
Albatrop says a couple of departments on campus played a role in his future success.
One was the business division. Now is Dr. Browning, but Mr. Browning, when I was there, excellent. In accounting, teaching as a teacher, and Ken Singer in tax accounting, and the other was written communications in English, and it was, you know, freshman and sophomore courses.
Following graduation, Albatrop spent 40 years as CEO of three Iowa-based farmer cooperatives. He, along with his wife Linda, recently committed $250,000 to assist with planned improvements at the Northwest R.T. Wright Farm, including a proposed agricultural research center.
It gives the university a perfect opportunity to be an established research and technical institution in helping further along agriculture interest in view of how these weather patterns have changed and production has picked up in terms of crop production, of course.
1968 graduate Mike Albatrop.
Today's Northwest Alumni Salute is brought to you by the Northwest Alumni Association. Information on membership benefits at 660-562-1248.
I like basketball.
Basketball.
Definitely basketball.
The Bearcat Pregame Show. Pregame Show. Sponsored by Hy-Vee.
Welcome back to Bearcat Pregame Show. Talking now with the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. And, Coach, you've had a few days off since the game on Saturday with Central Oklahoma. Just talk a little bit about some things you've been working on the last couple of days.
Just mostly focusing on our effort. We didn't give a lot of effort against Central Oklahoma. And so, you know, our objective was just to play hard, shorten the practices a little bit, and get after it. And I thought we did that. So now it's about being able to carry that over into this game.
You had a few guys under the weather last Saturday. How's the health of the team coming into tonight?
It's fine. You know, if they play, they're healthy. So, you know, I mean, although they were sick the first, you know, a couple of days before the game, you know, if you play, you're healthy. So we don't have a lot of excuses for that. We're ready. We're fully ready to go, and hopefully we'll compete.
They face the Nebraska Kearney team tonight. Talk a little bit about what you expect out of Kearney.
You know, they shoot it really well. They actually, offensively, they're towards the top, maybe top two or three in the conference at scoring offense. And then offensive rebounding. They really get off after the offensive glass. And, you know, it's going to take everybody we got to make sure that we get defensive rebounds.
Now, when you have the ball, just talk about some things against a Kearney team that's been giving up a few points.
You know, just run our offense. I don't think there's anything special that we need to do. I think against Central Oklahoma, you know, defensively, I didn't think they were great. But what I thought they baited us into was not running our offense, because it was almost so easy to get what we wanted that we turned it over trying to force things. against a team that doesn't put a lot of emphasis on their defense, you got to make sure you move the basketball even more to get exactly the shot that you want.
Now, you're on the road here tonight, back on the road Saturday, then you get that Northeastern State game now on this upcoming Monday as opposed to playing it this past Monday. So, again, you still have a lot of games within a short period of time, but kind of the change, it's changed a little bit with the setup with these games.
Yeah, you know, I think our focus is obviously today and kind of making this a do-or-die game. We've got to come out of here with a win. And then after that, we'll worry about Washburn and kind of through our schedule. It's always nice to start that little trip off with one, and tonight's the night.
Ariel, Coach, we'll talk to you after the game.
Thank you, John.
That's the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. Stay tuned. We'll have more for you, including the starting lineup, right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game is being underwritten by O'Malley Beverage in St. Joseph, Missouri. O'Malley is the region's supplier of Anheuser-Busch products and would like to remind you to drink responsibly and to always designate a driver. More information at anheuserbusch.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center and the Prinery House. More information at conceptionabbey.org.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery. Now located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville, the Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
An event put on by Northwest Missouri State's Career Services will help students clarify their goals and organize a search strategy that meets their needs when finding an internship. Career Services will hold an internship workshop called How to Find an Internship at 1 Thursday afternoon, January 23rd. It will be in the meeting room A of the J.W. Jones Student Union. Northwest Missouri State Career Development Coordinator of Internships, Rosalie Weatherman, says it's important for students to find an internship to add to their resume.
To get hands-on experience that parallels or coordinates with the in-class experience so that they are ready for that job market after graduation and are headed in the right direction toward their future career.
Weatherman says one thing employers look for is good communication skills.
And that's written and oral communication skills. Lots of other skills can be taught in the workplace about a particular company's business or organization's duties, but those basic things of communication, strong work ethic, interpersonal skills, flexibility, analytical skills, and the initiative, those are things that they're looking for before hiring an intern and ultimately a full-time employee.
Weatherman says students often ask where to begin.
That's usually their first question is, I just don't even know how to get started in looking for an internship. So I help them with that process of thinking about what they want to do, maybe prioritizing a little bit about what they're interested in, and offering them some resources to move ahead, things that they can look at online. On our website can be very helpful. We talk about the resume, getting that together, that process, interviewing. So it's a great basic step.
For more information on how to find an internship, visit nwmissouri.edu/careerservices. Again, the workshop is Thursday, January 23rd at 1 o'clock in the afternoon in Meeting Room A of the J.W. Jones Student Union.
Support for today's game comes from Taco John's at 1015 South Main in Maryville. Serving breakfast and dinner, Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday from 7 a.m. until midnight and until 2 a.m. Friday and Saturday. More at tacojohns.com.